InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Well, my voice is gone. I don't have a fever. I'm not sick. It's just the allergies and stuff. This happens every few years to me. So I think like half the crew has the same thing, but you will be subjected today to a voice that is even deeper than it normally is. But I have a tendency when my voice is like this, maybe once a year or so, maybe every 2 years. Then once I begin babbling, I believe it will warm up a bit, though I will say that Harrison Smith did an excellent job last night hosting the Sunday show for me. The producer on Saturday, I was talking to her and setting up guests, and she said, "You sound absolutely horrible. Can you just take one day off?" So I did yesterday, but it was to no avail. I woke up this morning, and just whatever's going on my larynx, I'm not coughing anything up. It just feels like it's just been going on for weeks, but now it's come to a head. And I've been to the doctor. There's nothing going on there. So we'll figure it out. But I just wanted you to know that because I've been out of control. So you'd think if I stayed home for a couple of days to, quote, get better, that I would send the crew less stuff. I sent them over 300 videos. And they're all totally insane and all totally important. And then there's all this other news that's stacked up. It's just spectacularly interesting. Anybody that says that there's ever a boring news day is completely insane or living under a rock or in a cave. So we have some huge guests today coming up as well, I'll tell you about. But this situation in Minnesota, it would be entertaining if it wasn't so serious. How absolutely ridiculous the left is in this country and around the world. The crying police chiefs over TDA, confirmed now TDA, trying to run over ICE, so they shot two of them. You know, the coaches weighing in and lying, all the virtue signaling, the weirdo sheriff out of Philadelphia saying, "You come here, we're going to arrest you, you're not real law enforcement." I mean, it's just bold-faced, bananas lies. And why not? They've been saying, you know, that it's illegal for ICE to arrest people with court orders because they go, there's no warrant. You don't have a warrant for a court order to be deported. It's final. You know, like a death penalty handed down by a judge. That's a perfect analogy. But the left all knows this. They just play dumb. They know that we know. They know that we know. Guys, print me the Solzhenitsyn quote. I think I'm going to get that tattooed on my ass. I'm sure, or maybe my back. Or my arm. When some leftist is lying, I'll just say, "See that? You know, we know you're lying. You know we know you're lying." It's just print it for me, please. I'm going to cover it next segment. But they still just run around and say that ICE is completely illegal and there's no warrants. And they do have warrants when they're raiding a larger house or building looking for illegals, looking for criminal activity. They do have warrants on those occasions. But most of these are just straight up court orders for deportation. And I know you know that. But just to watch them play along with the lie and have all these different mayors and governors and members of Congress get up and say, "What they're doing is illegal. There's no warrants." Knowing that their dumb constituents, at least some of them are that stupid, actually believe that ICE is out there operating completely illegally. Even though they already tried to have all the courts block what Trump's done the last year and it's all been upheld. It's all completely normal. Obama did it four times what Trump's doing. And a lot of right-wingers get pissed and say, "Well, what the hell? Why didn't Trump?" Because they dismantled all the enforcement. So now they're ramping it up. But, I mean, it's just crazy. What's different is you got people out chasing them around and attacking them everywhere and knock them upside the head with bottles, round them with trucks and shooting them. And I'm surprised ICE hadn't blown away some more people at this point because they got one of the toughest jobs I've ever seen. And I'm glad they've had restraint. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones. And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me again. I can still hear you saying, would never break the chain. If you don't love me.
All right, my friends, it is Monday, January 12th, 2026, and wild horses cannot drag me away. I have light laryngitis, not an infection, not fever. I'm fine. It's just that it's been going on for weeks. It's really intensified, and I'm not going to miss the shows. I already took off Saturday and Sunday trying to get this to go away, and it's not happening. So you're just stuck with this voice. I'm sorry. Because there's no way I can't not be here to cover all this. This is too insane. All right, let me just mention some of the other big stuff, and then we're going to get into the latest on the shooting of Ms. Good there in Minneapolis, Minnesota, four blocks from where St. George Floyd was killed. By the way, let's get that Jeopardy they did. I know they did two parts, but get the George Floyd Jeopardy. That part one, I got to play that coming up. The one that ends talking about Michelle Obama. Pythons for arm and possibly one in the pants. We deserve some of that today. You know, you guys, I only sent you 300 clips for the show today. Seriously, 300 clips. I just get more. We are really putting the crew to the paces here. And the crew's probably sitting there like a wet cat saying, okay, well, let's see you actually play some of these now. They're the best. They're the best. Let me tell you some of the news we got other than that. You've got the Federal Reserve head freaking out, being sent criminal grand jury indictment information where he did get up in front of Congress and lie and say that there is no private elevators, no private apartments, no private rooms, no gardens on the roof. You know, the billions of dollars for the Federal Reserve renovation in D.C. And I've been there just last year and walked around with a live feed. The building isn't that big. I don't know how you dump with that building, the one across the street, $3.2 billion in. It's like 2.5 so far into the actual Federal Reserve building. And it's all built like a big mausoleum to look all official and powerful. It's as Federal Express or Federal Ammunition or Federal Toilets. But he came out last night and said, oh, I'm being intimidated by Trump because, you know, he wants me to lower interest rates more, and I'm not being political. You massively lowered them with the same type of economy for Biden, Harris, and others. So that's not true. And we know you're being political. And, yeah, there's more than one way to skin a cat. So if you're not doing the right thing and you're stealing right in front of everybody, and you know their wives and everybody else are getting, you know, cuts of the construction, and it's all guaranteed. It's the same everywhere. And Trump's putting heat on his ass. And he looks scared, and that's good. He should be. We should abolish the Federal Reserve. But I just loved today, Grok was asked, is it true that the Federal Reserve's private? And then Grok came back, which is better than most AI. But see, it goes to authoritative sources, which are known liars, and says, no, it's not. Well, that's just not true. And you can talk to J. Edward Griffin. He can explain it. You can talk to Ron Paul. If you just don't believe my gravitas, you can go read all the books on it. There was only an audit when it was first set up. There's been no audit since then. There have been leaks and lawsuits and in other cases. There were also congressional hearings after the 2008 financial crisis about the Federal Reserve sending trillions overseas to private banks that were Rothschild banks. It is a fact that the time they passed the Federal Reserve Act on December 23rd, 1913, that about 81% of the stock was owned by the Rothschild banks. Okay? And there are, again, Pulitzer Prize winning books that are 5 inches thick on this. Okay? I remember earliest memories was hearing my family talk about the private Federal Reserve. I know this up one side and down the other. And there's Grok. I'm not singling Grok out. It just shows the pure crap on certain issues. Grok's really good on most things, but critical stuff on the globalists, it still gets the disinformation. It needs to be fixed. Elon's fixed a lot of it. He's like, no, it's federal. No, it's not. I mean, can you even get that right? It is not federal, okay? It has federal powers. It's regional, 12 regional banks, interface with Treasury Department and carry out some Treasury functions, but it's private. And the New York Fed is the private board of the private banking cartels, and it's the only one that has the real power over the other regional banks that have the quasi-governmental function. And there's not been an audit in the 110-year history or longer, but since 1913. So I'm going to get more to that later. You know what? Let's just go to it now. Go ahead and play, pal. I'll just get into this now. I'm going to mention what's coming up, and you know I always go right to it. You've also got Trump every day is doing spectacular stuff for the economy for the average person. And that's why the left wants to get rid of him and wants to stop him. I mean, the average leftist would be so much better off if they just got out of the way, but they're just too ignorant. They're too stupid. They just think they're part of the ruling class. And they just can't help it. But he said he'd do it a month ago. He is now set to sign an executive order sometime in the next 2 days. And the Treasury Secretary has released details, that it just, ends all big brokerage houses, even smaller investors, stock market, you know, traded companies, you name it, but it's targeting BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard mainly, who are already the biggest real estate owners in the world, 88% global control overall of S&P. And so they are not allowed to buy any single family or family dwellings. And that's good because they've been buying to drive the price up, creating an oligopoly. That's super good news. And then he's also set to sign an order saying no interest on small loans or no taxes on the interest on small loans. Because you not only have to then pay, say, for a car loan or something like that, you not only have to pay the loan sharking rates, but then you've got to pay taxes on that amount as well, if you can believe that. And so Trump's getting rid of that. It's everyday stuff like that that is literally untying the bowling balls from American people's legs. And he's just going down the line. So that's why when it comes to the economy, he's swinging for the fences, and I support him. But bringing the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve to its knees needs to be done. It needs to be nationalized. Here's Jerome Powell, the head of the private Federal Reserve, not looking too happy.
Good evening. On Friday, the Department of Justice served the Federal Reserve with grand jury subpoenas, threatening a criminal indictment related to my testimony before the Senate Banking Committee last June. That testimony concerned, in part, a multi-year project to renovate historic Federal Reserve office buildings. I have deep respect for the rule of law and for accountability in our democracy. No one, certainly not the chair of the Federal Reserve, is above the law. But this unprecedented action should be seen in the broader context of the administration's threats and ongoing pressure. This new threat is not about my testimony last June or about the renovation of the Federal Reserve buildings. It is not about Congress's oversight role. The Fed, through testimony and other public disclosures, made every effort to keep Congress informed about the renovation project. Those are pretexts. The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president. This is about whether the Fed will be able to continue to set interest rates based on evidence and economic conditions, or whether instead monetary policy will be directed by political pressure or intimidation. I have served at the Federal Reserve under four administrations, Republicans and Democrats alike. In every case, I have carried out my duties without political fear or favor, focused solely on our mandate of price stability and maximum employment. Public service sometimes requires standing firm in the face of threats. I will continue to do the job the Senate confirmed me to do, with integrity and a commitment to serving the American people. Thank you.
Well, that is all just absolute, complete horse crap. They are totally political. They suck off this country. You can just go onto the C-SPAN's archives and pull up all the different hearings they've had. The 32 years I've been on air, I've watched probably 50 hearings where they'll ask them, well, what's this half a trillion you sent here? What's this trillion you sent there? What's this 880 million you sent here? And you go, we're not going to tell you. That's interbank. But we're just giving those European banks some money. And they say, why? And they go, well, they're part of the organization. But that's private and not your business. So we're not going to tell you. Because they're shareholders, folks. They get free money. Free. No interest. And then they buy U.S. debt with it and stuff like that to control our debt, control our country. So you wonder how the globalists are in control. They have free money machines. And they pass you and I on the incredible inflation. I mean, I can pull up right now. You've seen the clips. I've played them so many times. You don't want me to do it, do you? I can type in, Fed chair says the group is above the law. And you'll have Bernanke, you'll have Greenspan, you'll have Powell, all saying no one's allowed to audit us, no one's allowed to investigate us, we are our own power, we can do whatever we want, and there's no oversight. It's preposterous. And we didn't have that system until 1913. And they tried to get it under Andrew Jackson, he fought it and stopped it. He was, in fact, most famous for, quote, killing the private banking takeover plan. Thomas Jefferson said, if we ever let foreign banks come in here and control the issuance of currency and credit, our future generations will wake up homeless on the continent that their ancestors conquered. I'm butchering the quote, but you've all seen it. Just type in Thomas Jefferson. If we allow private central banks to control the currency and credit, Americans will wake up homeless. Yeah, just type in Americans will wake up homeless. Also, I wanted that Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote. Can I have that out of the printer?
Thanks.
So, I want to get back into the financials a little bit later with the how big a deal it is not letting BlackRock and the other big conglomerates buy up single-family dwellings, because they're deliberately doing that to corner the market and make it hard for people to operate. I've got that clip, but we're going to get to that a little bit later. I also have some of the other great financial things that are happening. Here's the Treasury Department's plan to take down Somali fraud rings. Got a very important breakdown of that. We're going to be getting to. And speaking of that, let's just start with the police chief in Portland. And I know you've already seen this, but I'm going to play this again and analyze it because this is really spectacular. And we get similar behavior that we see out of a police chief, Bob Day, where he's breaking down crying from other police chiefs. And it's now confirmed that two TDA gangbangers tried to run over ICE with their vehicle. They got shot, not fatally. And so not just this police chief, the governor starts crying. The mayor starts crying. By the way, I didn't even know all that until I was poking around this morning and saw more videos. They're all crying. And then you've got other mayors and governors getting all angry. We're going to fight you and your Nazis and your killers. And I've got a whole bunch of new videos of the left saying, we're coming with guns. We're going to kill you. And then nothing's done. They can put everybody in prison for years without a trial who was waived by the police on January 6th in between the velvet ropes. So I'm very happy about a lot of what Trump's doing. And I'll, you know, like I said, call balls and strikes. But when it comes to not going after the left, when they just attacked a bunch of hotels, broke down windows, attacked police cars, broke down windows, attacked journalists, they're ramming more people. All of this is way more hardcore than what we supposedly did on January 6th. And the majority of folks were just there thinking Trump was going to speak and got set up. We all know that. But the fact that, well, I'm going to get to that later. It's just outrageous. So let's go to the Portland chief. And then I want to go to the sheriff out in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Just what a whack job. Here it is.
I want to speak for just a moment specifically to my Latino community. It saddens me that we even have to qualify these remarks, because I understand, or at least have attempted to understand through your voices, your concern, your fear, your anger. This information in no way is meant to disparage or to condone or support or agree with any of the actions that occurred yesterday. But it is important that we stay committed to the rule of law, that we stay committed to the facts, that we stay a trustworthy and legitimate police department for all of Portlanders.
Good afternoon. I'm Rochelle Bilal, the sheriff for the city and county of Philadelphia. And I say her name, Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
This should not have happened, but we're here today. Let know that law enforcement professionals, real ones, not the fake made-up ICE, probably Trump's new army to attack citizens of the United States. Did you hear what I said? Mm-hmm. No law enforcement professional wears a mask. None. None.
All right, let's stop right here.
Those that come.
Stop here. What did you guys do with your mask that you wore with COVID that you really, what does Antifa do all day? The reason ICE wears the mask is you guys have been doxing them day one and shooting at them and ramming them and trying to kill them and saying they're Nazis. And so you can get their units they're in. You can get all that stuff through simply filing a paperwork, which they do, and then they dox where they live and where their homes are. So they're just trying to make it a little harder with all the apps and all the stalker groups and all the Democrats and the task forces by the governors and mayors to stalk and harass ICE. While they do their 100% constitutional lawful duty with court orders and arrest warrants. They don't care. They just keep saying it's illegal, it's a fraud. And here's a Solzhenitsyn quote. We know they're lying. They know they're lying. They know that we know they're lying. We know that they know that we know they're lying. And still, they continue to lie. That is absolutely what they're doing. I mean, it is insane. Now, you finally got the Chicago police chief who just went, of course, they're serving court orders. And they're real federal police. And you can't box them in or ram them or try to run them over. And it's just so simple. It's just so true. It's not a, but with these insane people, we have to sit here and watch them gaslight us and deny all this. So let's finish up with this crazy, and let me look at this lady. You know, they could have hired a smart, wonderful black lady to be the sheriff or, you know, had somebody run. But in these blue cities, man, they'll get the dumbest people, black, white, doesn't matter. I mean, look at Kamala Harris. Look at Joe Biden. They will get just some clown. She probably weighs 500 pounds. Guaranteed she can't wipe her ass. You know, and she's just up there like a clown with a hat shoved down over her hair and sitting there acting tough. And, you know, she also says, you never get in front of a car. Law enforcement knows you really. So when you pull a car over, they're acting suspicious. They don't have the police say, you know, put your hands on the wheel, and one cop gets in front, one gets behind, or they get on both sides of the door. I mean, they know that's pure crap. The woman is on video driving around, blocking him for 3 minutes, honking her horn, dancing, going crazy. They go up to her, her and her wife, say, F you, screw you, we're about to take you out. A bunch of taunts. And then she goes, go, 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 and she floors it and hits him. He bounces off the hood and shoots her. And he said, because she hit me, and I thought she would hit other agents. Because she was using her, she tried to run him over. But MSNBC and CNN will never show the footage from the front and the side with him bouncing off. They just show the back shot and say, see, it's inconclusive. Over and over and over again. And another thing they've been doing now, I notice even attacking me. My point is it's prolific. I wasn't even looking for this. I see it everywhere. They'll use the videos that have been released, like the new one out of a guy's house yesterday that we're showing here on screen. And they'll show a shot where the cop is walking over. He hasn't gotten to her yet, or the ICE agent. And they'll go, look, he wasn't in front of the car when that happened. Alex is a liar. And they'll show a screenshot hoping you don't go watch the actual video. And this is how they deceive. This is how they manipulate. Let's finish up with the walrus creature. Here she is.
And thank God for our district attorney, Larry Krasner, who say he's going to lock him up. And I'm saying now, we are not going to whisk you away for them to hide your identity, because when you do it there, you're getting arrested there. No whisk away for them to hide you. None of that here. None of that here. Law enforcement professionals do not shoot at moving vehicles. I'm not saying fleeing, because she wasn't fleeing. She was getting out of the way.
Uh-oh.
Law enforcement professionals do not stand in front of moving vehicles invoking an action that is illegal. Mm. No, we don't. And so we stand here today with all those who stand against the made-up fake, what you can call ICE, professional law enforcement.
Hold on, hit pause. I'm going to have to come back and just play the whole thing again and analyze it. I mean, everything she says is pure horse crap. And they're all nodding their heads, and then they go to the DA. He's even worse. They're all Soros. And no wonder that place is such a hellhole up there. I mean, these people are just unbelievable. These leftists. She's so full of crap. You notice what she's doing. She's following the talking point, though. Everywhere. What ICE is doing is illegal. They're going to get arrested. That's what the mayor of Minnesota, Minneapolis is saying. They're all saying the same thing. Trying to get them killed.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Fortune canto, vocumera, si, latibus obselis, fortune amici, vocumera, su, ultra imprevelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's go back to Rochelle Bilal. And just the arrogance, the hubris, the chutzpah of her and the district attorney and all of them. This is bigger than just them. It's illustrative. With all this news I have, it's I'm still covering. It's so important. If you're watching the Democrat mayors across the country, Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, what are they saying? They're saying ICE is illegal. The police can arrest them. And we're going to arrest them. And we're going to prosecute them. And they keep saying that to imply what they're doing is illegal. They're actually saying it's illegal now. So they went from a few months ago to don't follow illegal orders, ICE. and National Guard. And people said, okay, what are the illegal orders? Well, nothing's illegal yet. Now they're like, no, no, they are illegal. And people say, well, what's illegal? Well, they don't have warrants in some cases because they have court orders. It's more powerful. It's final. So, again, you don't get a warrant for deportation. You get a court order to be picked up and put into immigration control and deported. Again, but that's the lie to the public. These are Nazis. These are criminals. They're disappearing citizens into black holes. Ilhan Omar was saying that at the ICE facility yesterday. None of it's true. And the Democrats in Austin are saying it. The Democrats in Dallas are saying it. The Democrats in San Antonio are saying it. The Democrats in Houston are saying it. Where I live in Texas, I go check all the different local news, and it's all the same lie. ICE is criminal. ICE is Nazis. Can you imagine that they're doing the exact same thing they were doing 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Under Obama, I have the clips and newscasts, him saying it, him bragging about it. Four times the deportations that Trump ever got. Trump is matching 1 year in what he did last time because they've dismantled the enforcement. He's trying to rebuild it. But they've always sent these guys out. They're wearing masks now because they're getting doxxed and death threatened. That's the only change. And from them, the real change is they're being stalked and harassed and attacked everywhere and boxed in and rammed. You saw the mayor 3 weeks ago, Fry in Minneapolis, saying, you'll be dead. You're going to die. Because they saw how restrained they were. And we're like, okay, they changed the, okay, you're going to kill us to, oh, we're going to kill you. Because the you're going to kill us thing never happened. And then right on time, they send in the social justice warrior who was trained and lived hours away by an Antifa group at her child's school and sent there to do this. And no national media will ever show you the footage of them ramming from the front and knocking him, bouncing over. When he released his own cell phone camera, and you hear him get hit, they go, well, that doesn't prove it. And they won't show this to anybody, even though they're now going to end up releasing all the other dash cams, the rest of it. But they want to throw him in prison now, folks. And they've got different members of Congress saying, oh, don't worry, when Trump's gone in 3 years, we're still coming after you. They are such bullies because they don't want that federal agency to do its job because the illegal aliens are here to be the new voting bloc and the new apportionment in Congress for seats. They've already got 18 new ones just the last 4 years off their fraud. I know you know all this. And they sign them up for all this welfare fraud that the Democrats above them milk. They're milking the Somalis, the homeless, the other leftist groups. They get the majority of the money. Now, the Somalis are particularly criminal on average, and that's no secret. They're actually a pirate culture, and then they're the ruling tribe is who's been brought over here. So that's why they're so arrogant. Why are the Somalis won't talk to black people? But black folks totally hate them. Because you just got to meet a Somali, and 99% of them aren't sophisticated enough to hide it and say, oh, yes, you're my black brother. They go, I'm an Arab. You're a slave. I own you. And they tell them that. And there's countless videos of blacks getting it on tape and discovering it. Because the Somalis are that tribe that of the Somalis, they only bring themselves over. They only get themselves. Ilhan Omar's dad and grandfather were like the rulers of the country. They killed 200,000 people in a famous massacre. They were communists. Before that, the main slavers. And we saved her. So that's what we get bringing this viper into our midst. But it's a side issue. Let's go to this idiotic sheriff. Just up there saying they're criminals. I'm going to take them to jail. We're going to come after them. She says, you know, we'll bring the smoke, which I guess means the gun smoke. And then I'm going to go into a whole compilation here. This is just the tip of the iceberg of just the new death threats in the last day. With a nice smattering of overseas, the left saying, you know, kill all the right wingers, kill all the white people. This is what the communists want. This is their programming. But let's go ahead and play the sheriff.
Good afternoon. I'm Rochelle Bilal, the sheriff for the city and county of Philadelphia. And I say her name, Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good. Renee Good. This should not have happened, but we're here today.
Yeah, she shouldn't have been trained to go do it. Shouldn't have blocked him. Shouldn't have tried to kill him with a car. Renee Good. How about you say all the tens of thousands of names of raped and murdered and killed women? Or the millions dead from fentanyl? How about you say their names? Oh, you don't know their names. You don't care about their names. What about the young woman in Minnesota a few years ago killed by the only Somali police officer who witnesses said just walked up for no reason and gunned her down in the bar district? And it was all on camera. And when he was convicted, the Supreme Court said, because he's black, we're releasing him from prison. 2 years in jail. She's walked up and executed her because she was white. Nobody remembers her name, do you? I got that clip coming up. So, again, there's a woman really being murdered because of what color she is or whatever. It's racially motivated. And it turns out this guy was like of the clan, the royal of the royal, you know, pretty boy who thought he was God. People go, why are they so arrogant? It's like they think they're rulers, folks. Because over in their crap hole, they are. Sorry, let's go back to her.
Professionals, real ones, not the fake made-up ICE, probably Trump's new army to attack citizens of the United States.
All right, stop again. I got 20 seconds. Again, I know most of you know this. DHS was created after 9/11. DHS has the federal marshals and a bunch of other stuff that was already there under it, ATF, all of it. It's been reformed. Trump's got all those other agencies working now on immigration. Upwards of 80% of those other officers are, and they're doing a great job, and they're under attack, and it's all completely constitutional. It's passed by law by Congress. It's 20-something years old. It's been operating the same since it was set up, and there she is telling the public as an authority figure that they are not real police officers and that she's going to arrest them and take them to jail. She's saying they're impersonating officers. Now, you talk about gross disinformation. You talk about, as a public figure and an authority figure, lying to people and trying to get people killed. This is it. This is yelling fire in a theater. And Fry and all the other mayors are saying the same thing. I played the clips yesterday. They're just, nope, this is criminal. We can't arrest him, and we're going to arrest him. We're looking to arrest him. And we're gonna throw your ass in jail. We're going to expose your identity because you're not allowed to grab our people off the streets. And then you look at the people they've been grabbing. DHS has released all these rapists and murderers and arsonists and pedophiles. And my God. I mean, these people just, they'll do anything. All right, I'm going to stop starting and stopping. It's just she's so full of crap. Let's go back to her.
Renee Good. This should not have happened, but we're here today. Let know that law enforcement professionals, real ones, not the fake made-up ICE, probably Trump's new army to attack citizens of the United States. Did you hear what I said? Mm-hmm. No law enforcement professional wears a mask. None. Those that come into our communities wearing a mask to commit crime, I'm thank God for our district attorney, Larry Krasner.
Let's pull up a picture of her wearing a mask during COVID.
And I'm saying now, we are not going to whisk you away for them to hide your identity, because when you do it there, you're getting arrested there. No whisk away for them to hide you. None of that here. Law enforcement professionals do not shoot at moving vehicles. I'm not saying fleeing, because she wasn't fleeing. She was getting out of the way.
No, she's running over.
Law enforcement professionals do not stand in front of moving vehicles, invoking an action that is illegal. No, we don't. And so we stand here today with all those who stand against the made-up, fake, what you can call ICE, professional law enforcement. I don't call them none of that. I call them made-up, fake, wannabe law enforcement. Because what they do is against not only legal law, but the moral law. So I'm with the DA, and we will work with them. If any of them want to come in this city and commit a crime, you will not be able to hide. Nobody will whisk you off. You don't want this smoke. Because we will bring it to you. And the fake, whatever they call them, because I can't say the name, but the criminal in the White House would not be able to keep you from going to jail. Lynae Good should be here today. And to her family, we are saying law enforcement professionals are not the ones here in this city that would do that. But here's the last thing that I will say. Law enforcement professionals around the country do their job. And we have been fighting for years to build that bridge between us and our communities. You had one negative nutcase that causes this problem, and now we all have to fight again to let people know law enforcement works with communities. These crimes would not be down if we didn't have communities work with us. Thank you.
So, the left has brought in over 40 million illegal aliens, many of them hardened criminals. They're, what, 4 or 5 times more likely. They've been engaging in violent crime, rape, robbery, murder. Everybody knows that. Same thing in Europe, wherever they come from. It's just they're mainly military-aged men. They come here to have, you know, go crazy. A lot of them are dumped out of prisons. And these blue cities have fallen apart. And under Biden, there was no enforcement for 4 years, so Trump's doing it. He promised to do that. He ran on that. And this is all part of the Democrat Civil War plan. To say that Trump's a tyrant, to say he's giving illegal orders, and to then tell people to resist. They got billboards up all over the country, ties to the National Guard saying, call us, we'll bring you in with our lawyers, we'll help you decide whether these are legal orders or not. What they want is moles inside law enforcement. This is basically the Weather Underground 2.0, but in control of major governments. And these people are Marxist-Leninist, they're crazed. And you can guarantee Philadelphia is one of the most corrupt cities in the U.S. on record forever. Same thing Chicago, same thing Minneapolis, same thing Los Angeles. If we had a real Justice Department, they would do anything. But they don't because they're protecting the whole system because they're part of it. If we had real people in there, and there's some, but they're getting blocked, then you would already have the indictments all over the place. This is cut and dry. But I'm looking at those people on those podiums, and it's come out that the governor in Minnesota and the mayor and all of them are up to their eyeballs, and Ilhan Omar up to their eyeballs, running the charities. It's come out Ilhan Omar has a whole bunch of businesses that they say are home health care or they say are nurseries, and it turns out it's a restaurant, and the restaurant's not even open. People are going there, and millions is going to her. I mean, it's cut and dry, okay? And this is what they do. And they're stealing us blind, folks. While they laugh at us, while they hate us. So let's just look at some of the latest. I mean, I can go for hours. This is just today. Leftists calling for murdering Trump and his supporters. And this, a lot of this stuff is not speech. They say it right out. Like, I'm getting my gun. I'm coming to kill you. You need to get your guns. Come kill them. And then you got all these public figures, these authority figures, governors, mayors, police chiefs, sheriffs up there saying, this is illegal. You should get a Second Amendment. And notice they're misrepresenting the Second Amendment. Your Second Amendment is a right to keep and bear arms. To defend yourself, your family, your country. And for your own personal self-defense. It does give you an authorization to kill federal agents that are following the Constitution and court orders. But notice they keep saying, oh, yeah, I'm for the Second Amendment now. Go get guns and deal with these guys. And you have the J6 Capitol Police spokesperson. You know, he's out saying, oh, yeah, get your guns when they come. They're Nazis. It's illegal. I mean, that's actual sedition. Not people getting waved with the velvet ropes on J6 and getting 2 years in jail, no trial. Little old ladies that high-five the cops when they walked in. And so the feds can throw the book at all those innocent people on J6, but they sure can't do anything or lift a finger when it comes to going after people that are openly calling for violence everywhere. So remember, just a month and a half ago, don't follow illegal orders. Then we said, what's illegal orders? Well, we didn't say there were, just don't. And then now they're all, yes, it's all illegal. It's all illegal. You're not allowed to deport anyone. Think about how ridiculous that is. Court orders don't matter. They're Nazis. Get them. Get your guns. So now they've set the country up for this, folks. Let's go to some of these clips of the left. This is just a small sampling calling for the murder of Trump. ICE supporters. Here it is.
Start blowing their fucking heads off. Start blowing their fucking heads off. And I don't want to hear nothing about, oh my God, they just went and blew up bitches on a boat in Venezuela, kidnapped a man who is their leader. I don't give a fuck what he did. If they came and kidnapped that fat fucking pig mixed with a cow.
And for the leftist ladies, maybe we start getting crafty. And by crafty, do you see this craft piece of paper? Do you know how all of these holes were created? By me. I put all the holes in this. And you might be saying, oh, but I thought you were a leftist. If you go far enough left, you start kicking ass and kicking names on the right. And I'm not saying this has anything to do with anything, but ICE.
So they were really against guns and wanted to take all our guns until about 9 years ago when Trump first got in. And then suddenly they're now pro-gun. They still want your guns, but they want guns and they want to train to kill you. And I talked to the big gun range owners here. I've talked to them a lot in the last 9 years. And they say, yeah, starting 9 years ago, you can see them, purple hair, green hair, you know, they've always got the nose ring thing. I'm not against you having a nose ring. I'm saying all the ultra leftists have it. So it's probably not a good thing to mimic them. And they're just there openly training to kill us and for war. And we're bad because we want guns to protect our family from criminals. They can have two thoughts in their head at the same time that are diametrically opposed. It's bad when we want guns, but it's good when they have guns to kill us because we deserve to die because we're Nazis. Let's continue.
I think we're going to start seeing high numbers of self-inflicted harm to the political party. One by one, they're going to start dropping.
All right, guys, we're about 6 weeks in. Who's going to do it? Who's going to take one for the team and do it? And I'm not going to say what it is, because I know that you know that I know what we're all thinking. Who's gonna do it? It can't be me. I'm a dance teacher. I have things to do. But somebody's gotta do it. Someone's gotta take one for the team. Because we're 6 weeks in. I can't do 4 more years of this, guys.
The far right seeing Trump and Vance and Charlie Kirk and all, you know, they are white fascist supremacists. Why? Why? Yeah. You're trying to understand why I think Trump is a racist.
Yeah, I'm asking for an explanation, yeah.
Wow. Let me pinpoint it, because it's been an accumulation of knowing him about him for the last 20 years in New York. I can't really say why I think he's racist. That's like saying, you know, he's a white guy.
So being white makes him racist. Good afternoon. Donald Trump. Today I was at the range and it'll do your heart good to know there was a lot of women there. I was there not with my, but with the little one that I carry with me all the time, and I'm going to show you up here a little picture of what I was aiming at today. You f***ing mega f***, you might think that we're out here just sitting around wondering what's going to happen. I am wondering about shit. I know what's going to happen.
All right, And for radio listeners that can't see it, she puts up images of men's crotches. So she's with a bunch of psycho women. And you know the ranges in big cities. It's true. Literally talking about they're going to murder men and murder police and murder everybody. I mean, they're just, and they decided not to have men in their lives. They decided to go total left. They're totally unhappy on average. They're on a bunch of drugs. The liberal white women are the most unhappy mentally ill people on the planet by orders of magnitude. And they got all the weird cuck men that worship them and you know, follow them around. I mean, they're just totally unhappy. It's basically demon possession. Let's skip ahead. There's more of these clips, but I'm going to come back to those later. Let's skip ahead to the last one where the woman's saying, she wants Ashley Babbitt, you know, to have worms crawling out of her eyes. This was just a few days ago. Here it is.
Human rights. Ashley Babbitt, she deserves to die. Tell Mickey, I hope Ashley Babbitt's getting eaten by worms. I hope she's getting eaten by worms. I hope her eyeballs are rotting out of her body. Dragged right to
all right, look, I've got dozens more of these, but it's go to any of their rallies. This is what you will experience. And they have convinced women to worship the state, worship Hollywood, worship the corporate system. There are a lot of women that are totally awake and are awesome. But the largest group that's brainwashed is white women. Then it's some Hispanic and black women, a lot of young Hispanic women, but not as many as white. And they're really waking up fast. It's bizarre. It's totally bizarre. Okay, folks, wanted this. We did it. It's a limited edition. There's only 2,000 of these. So the big, nice black a designer case. And it is a World War II trench knife. That is updated the year 2025, now 2026, with the best steel, the design. Life is fiery with its beauty, one of my famous quotes. We asked listeners what they thought, and some listeners liked this idea. You got a nice pinup girl, 1950 style girl, wearing an InfoWars shirt and shorts there on the other side. And it's limited edition. It's got the skull crusher. It's got the brass knuckles. It's all murdered out. There's only 2,000 of these, and they fund the operation. Comes with a high-tech scabbard and clip for your belt. Doesn't get more Americana than this. And if stuff collapses and the left's coming to all kill us, we can defensively protect ourselves. This will not lie to you. This will not run out of bullets. This will guard you for true. So I would suggest this is not the thing that everybody, if there is a total societal collapse or even a partial one, that you'd be wearing on your side to get the job done to defend yourself and your family so you get home. Because they are going to come for everybody. Get yours now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Get your battle dagger now. We'll be right back. Get your trench knife now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexShowStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexShowStore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Crashing through the lies and
I'm not mad at you. Show your face.
I'm not mad at you.
That's okay. We don't change our plates every morning, just so you know. It'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen, former You want to come at us? You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy.
Get out of the car.
Renee Nicole Good wasn't a lot of things, but she also wasn't someone that deserves to be used to further divide Americans by the desperation of a governor and a mayor drowning in an ongoing fraud investigation.
Our police, many of whom are Somali themselves, are trusted partners in keeping people safe. They will not collaborate with any federal agency around doing immigration enforcement work. They will not cooperate with ICE agents.
Minneapolis will continue to be a safe haven for undocumented immigrants.
In Minneapolis, we have your back. You will be protected and respected by our city employees, regardless of your immigration status.
I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the f*** out of Minneapolis.
Minnesotans, don't take the bait. Do not take the bait. Do not allow them to deploy federal troops into here. Do not allow them to invoke the Insurrection Act. Do not allow them to declare martial law.
She also doesn't deserve to be used by the Mockingbird media as gasoline to be thrown on a fire.
As the vehicle passes, you can see the dark colored SUV driven by Renee Nicole Good. That's on the right there in the back. The surveillance video taken by a home nearby. Agents can be seen milling about near the vehicle, then converging on it. And then you see right there the SUV begins to move, and that's when the shots are fired.
There's not the slightest doubt in your mind, having viewed it, that the victim, you still believe that she deliberately tried to ram him despite seeing this video.
Look, I don't know what is in a person's heart or in a person's head, and obviously we're not going to get the chance to
look
ask
how they spin it. We have the video of him ramming her, ramming.
If people want to say that we should have a legitimate debate about, you know, what was she really doing, right? Was she panicking when she drove into this officer, or was she actually trying to ram him? That's a reasonable conversation. What's not reasonable is for so many of you to plaster all over the media that this was an innocent woman and that the ICE agent committed murder, which is what many of you have said explicitly and some of you have said implicitly.
She also wasn't at the wrong place at the wrong time. And she wasn't merely a legal observer. She was an anti-ICE radical and apparently knew exactly what she was doing.
They clearly wanted her out of there because she was the main car leading the protest, is my understanding. I talked to another guy who was driving behind her, but she was very successful in blocking traffic. She was doing what she was set out to do, and so they wanted to get her the hell out of there. Yeah.
So it looked like she was impeding ICE vehicles.
Definitely, yeah. Okay. That was her goal.
Did you guys know that she had enrolled her kid in a charter school in Minneapolis that was training parents to fight ICE? Because she absolutely did. The New York Post has an article out where they dug into this Southside Family Charter School a little bit. Apparently this school is where Renee Good, who was fairly new to Minneapolis, was introduced to ICE protesting in the first place. Oddly enough, this school sounds way worse than a leering sitter. It was opened in 1972 to have an unabashed focus on social justice education. No, really, this is straight from their website. We integrate social justice into every grade level, telling the stories of the people, not the people in power, and helping students understand history and their role in making the world a better place. A gym teacher who retired last month said that current events like George Floyd were a regular part of the curriculum. This is for little kids. So the article goes on to say that it was through her involvement with the community at Southside Family Charter School that Renee Good got involved with Ice Watch, a group dedicated to disrupting ICE.
And clearly her wife knew as well.
You want to come at us?
I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy. Go ahead.
So as the left continues down this path, it appears that Renee Good will only be the first of many. John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
Yeah, they're literally kamikazes, just like in World War II, the Pacific flying into aircraft carriers. The woman was a kamikaze. Totally out of her mind.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I just spent most of the first hour getting into the total insanity of the anti-ICE events funded by the Democrats and Soros all over the country, the violence, the calling for murdering ICE, Trump and supporters, the reporters getting their cars beat in and bashed open and hotels being broken into and employees beat up and spit on. I haven't even got to all that. Nick Sordor, our reporter, did his show Sunday, then went out. They found where he was parked, surrounded him, beat out the windows, spray painted all over the vehicle. And, of course, the police did nothing. And they just scream, "We're going to kill you. F you and your family. We're going to kill you. Oh, we're so glad Ashley Babbitt died. We hope the worms are eating her eyeballs out." I mean, it's just the nastiest people. Yeah, kill pigs everywhere. And it just goes on and on and on. And all they're doing is going out and arresting people that are here illegally, almost all of them with huge rap sheets. It's totally legal. They have all these government officials saying it's illegal. They don't give specifics. The courts have said it's all legal because they're creating the pretext to have these federal officers attacked. Pure intimidation. Pure communist tactics. Because they want to be able to have full control of the blue cities to bring in as many illegals as they want to expand out and take over the country. It's that simple. Now, I'm going to get more into this later, but I got a bunch of international news, military news, economic news. I mean, there's so much that's really important I need to get to. And we have some huge guests. Joel Gilbert, filmmaker, author, researcher, has got all the inside baseball on the criminal investigations of the Democrats. Where are the indictments? Why did the other indictments get shot down of Letitia James and Comey? He just got a confrontation with Swalwell, got thrown out of his event. He's had a lot of intel. Joel Gilbert joins us in the next hour. Then Michael Savage. Quite frankly today, because my voice is out from laryngitis, I don't have a fever, I'm not contagious. I just have this laryngitis off and on for a couple of weeks because the pollen and stuff in Austin, a lot of people have it. Record level cedar fever is what they call it. But I almost had Harrison Spence at the show. But because Savage is coming on, has a lot to say, I'm doing it. And so I'm sorry for subjecting everyone to my voice like this, but thanks for bearing with me. We are covering important information. I will say this, though. Harrison has been here 8 years, 9 years, and he's always done a good job. But, man, he's really gotten good. I watched all 2 hours last night that he did ahead of Royce White, who also did an excellent job. But, I mean, it was powerful. I mean, he knocked it out. Last night's show was just like everything he said was dead on right, eloquent. He made all these great points that I hadn't even thought of. I was like, that was good. And so he brought his A game. He kept telling me, he goes, I'm not a morning person. Can I please have a nighttime show? Can I please have an afternoon show? And now he's got it, and the show was already great, American Journal, that Brianna Morello does an excellent job on now. She's down with the Pentagon, Elon Musk, at SpaceX while they're leaving Fort Worth right now. She's flying on a military flight down to the border. She'll be right there on the front line for the SpaceX stuff tomorrow, so look for those live feeds as well here at InfoWars. But anyways, he really knocked it out of the park last night. I was very impressed. So I watched the whole thing. Whole thing. Because I was kicking back in bed. He was trying to get over his laryngitis. But of course, sending hundreds of links and clips to the crew and calling them up, and I never really stopped working. So we've got all that going on. But let me just finish up on the whole situation right now with the Democrats trying to trigger a civil war. And how desperate they are. I mean, they're out there saying this is all illegal. You have a right to arrest them. You have a right to kill them. Get your Second Amendment. Use guns against them. I mean, you have mayors doing this. You have police chiefs doing this. You have, you know, the J6 cops on TV saying, get your guns. This is illegal. When they come, use them. You have Don Lemon saying it. I mean, this is organized racketeering. The talking points are exact. You know it's coming out of the Democratic Party. You know it's part of the Podesta plan. When you send out an email to a bunch of public figures and elected officials and say, let's say it's illegitimate, let's turn the heat up, let's say get guns, let's basically say go kill people, that's organized crime, that's terrorism, that's racketeering. So I'm going to say it again. It's a paradox because Trump's doing a lot of good stuff I support, but if he won't get rid of Bondi and Todd Blanche, who we know are sitting on all this, the country's doomed. Because Trump will fix stuff in the next few years, get the economy going again, remove some of the bad guys, but then it'll just be an encumbrance to them or a speed hump. We need to dismantle these people, and they're openly committing all these crimes. They're openly calling for civil war and violence. And if you don't stop them now, what will they be doing a month from now? I mean, I guess you'll have these governors and mayors, you know, in downtown cities with U-Haul trucks handing out machine guns and hand grenades to people. I mean, that's pretty much the only steps left now. And they've done it through increment, and I mean, if you're some militia out in the backwoods of Michigan, and you think you're just training for, you know, collapse or whatever, and you know there's a Fed in the militia, you see all the cases, and they just go, what if the UN takes over and it's rounding up the people? And the other good old boy goes, you've seen actual cases. We'll have to fight them for America. They all go to prison. Now, that's free speech. What if the UN takes over? What if they're confiscating our guns? What if there's a civil war? Well, we'll just have to fight. You're all charged. And in those famous cases, they all later got off because they didn't really do anything. The Atari militia and all the rest of it. Because they'd play the tapes for the jury, and it's like, they're just saying if society falls apart and there's foreign troops rounding us up, putting us in camps, of course we'll fight. The jurors are like, yeah, we will too. I mean, nobody's that brainwashed. But with this, you've got governors and mayors, and we're going to fight, and we got a Second Amendment, and they're illegal, and they're Nazis, so get your guns. And remember when Trump was president-elect, Carville said, black people, he's coming to kill you. ICE, you got a 1776, you got to get the guns. You got to fight them. The View, once he was in office, we got to be ready to fight and die. He's coming to kill the brown people. And they kept telling you, Trump and ICE are coming to kill the black people. They're coming to arrest anybody that's brown. No, they're arresting black people, brown people, white people. They're arresting plenty of people that got white skin. They're here illegally too. And they got criminal records. So it's wild. I mean, they are openly pushing a violent civil war. And I, again, played the clips yesterday. We'll play them again, and where they're all calling for the violence and get your guns and the rest of it. While they say that everything ICE is doing is illegal, when they know full well it's 100% legal and lawful, and it's their duty. So here's the Treasury Secretary talking about how they're going to come after the Somali fraud using the IRS and more. Then we're going to shift gears out of that into the other news.
Earlier this morning, I met with several financial institutions and made clear we must do more to safeguard our nation from waste, fraud, and abuse. The time has come for accountability. President Trump wants accountability. I want accountability. The American people want accountability, and they will get accountability. That is why I'm announcing several initiatives Treasury is taking to target fraud here in Minnesota. And the Minnesota protocols will serve as a genesis and a launching pad for investigations into other states. First, we have followed the money and identified the money service businesses that may have transferred taxpayer funds overseas. Our team at FinCEN has just provided formal notification to these businesses that they are under investigation. These businesses had an obligation to comply with anti-money laundering laws, and they will be held responsible for any crimes they committed. FinCEN has also issued a geographic targeting order for Hennepin and Ramsey counties that require banks and money transmitters to report additional information about funds transferred outside of the United States. This will put a microscope on these businesses, advance prosecutions, and assist in the recovery of funds laundered internationally. Fraudsters in Minnesota stole at least $300 million meant for children in need, and we must prevent fraud of this scale from occurring in the future. Accordingly, FinCEN today issued an alert to financial institutions that will help them identify and report specific warning signs of fraud in federal child nutrition programs. Fraud must be stamped out early, and this alert will help law enforcement do just that. Our investigators at IRSCI have played a critical role in uncovering fraud, and the role of the IRS in these investigations will continue. I am pleased to announce that IRS Civil Enforcement is auditing financial institutions that facilitated the laundering of Minnesota funds, in addition to helping support criminal and civil enforcement efforts. The IRS will also soon announce the formation of a task force to investigate any fraud and abuse involving pandemic-era tax incentives and misuse of 501c3 tax-exempt status by entities implicated in the Minnesota-based social services fraud schemes. We are committed to preventing fraud and fraudulent nonprofits from taking advantage of the American taxpayer. Lastly, Treasury is providing training to Minnesota law enforcement on how to utilize financial data such as suspicious activity reports to better combat these fraud schemes. We will not let the incompetence and recalcitrance of Governor Waltz stop law enforcement from holding these perpetrators accountable. President Trump is dedicated to ensuring honest Minnesotans are not cheated and their hard-earned tax dollars are not being abused. Treasury will deploy all tools to bring an end to this egregious, unchecked fraud and hold perpetrators to account. We look forward to sharing our findings and keeping you all updated.
Well, here's the only problem with what he just said. It's not just recalcitrance, which means they don't care and they're arrogant. It's not that they're incompetent. We have the AG protecting all of it, involved getting money directly from it, on tape saying, I'll shut down investigations, now give me more money. It's come out in Congress. Every time they try to talk about it in the State House there, the speaker blocks it, and it's barely even on the news in Minnesota. These people are running the scam from the top, okay? So it's not incompetence. They very competently have stolen the number is like $24 billion, and it's still growing. Not 9, not 18, it's $24 billion. And it's the same thing. They're finding the same players, same people in Ohio, same stuff in Seattle. It's a criminal network of the ruling tribe in Somalia that are the ancient slaver clan who don't even see themselves as Somali. They see themselves as Arab. I know I harp on that because it's just such a front. They're not even Somalis, folks. They're a group of Somalis. While they all look like space aliens, you can look at film footage in Somalia. Modern documentaries, most of them don't look like that. It's the group in Mogadishu, the ruling party. and they look like space aliens because they all have sex with their sisters. They don't just do what like 50% of Muslims do around the world on average is marry their first cousins. They marry sisters, folks. I mean, so this is serious business, folks. You don't want to do that. You end up looking like Skeletor. Shifting out of this now, because I got a lot of other stuff we need to hit. God, it's hard, though. There's so much I didn't get to say. A little bit more later, but here is what I mentioned earlier. This is Pulte, the head of the housing authority, and the mortgages confirming that indeed Trump is set to have an executive order very soon that will ban institutional investors buying up all the family homes, which has been done by design to corner the market and drive up prices. This is another great thing President Trump is doing that will really help the economy and help the younger people that are now getting into the housing market. Here it is.
Very confident that this will get done. You'll see executive action from him, and then shortly after that, he'll codify it with Congress. I think this is going to be a big win for the American people.
You know, you might think the home builders would be opposed to that, shutting off, you know, one avenue for selling their homes, but the housing stocks were through the roof on Friday. Lennar, Toll Brothers, Pulte, and D.R. Horton all up significantly. You know, there's nothing like owning your own home and being able to, you know, paint whatever color you want on the walls and plant shrubs out in front, nobody telling you what to do. The president really would like to make that possible for a lot of people. It hasn't been possible.
Yeah, back that tape up 15 seconds where it shows the four largest home builders in the country. You notice one of them is Pulte. You notice the guy doing all this is Pulte. Yeah. His dad, the rest of it, most successful construction company probably ever in U.S. history. Other than the folks that built the Panama Canal, but I mean, they're just amazing. Now notice, why is Trump winning? Because he brings in the top guys that know what they're doing. And then they can call around in the industry and say, yeah, short term, we'll lose money not having all the big, you know, banks buy up every house we can build. But that's not right for America. There's not going to be any property. There's not going to be any economy if we keep doing this. Let's be like Henry Ford and pay people enough to be able to buy the Model T. And that's what they're doing. And it just goes down the line from there. The Treasury is implementing President Trump's law of no tax on interest from American car loans of up to $10,000 annually. And that's about usually what your payments are annually. So, you know, getting rid of that, it's just all these ways Trump is making big moves. Again, he called in a few months ago. It's already happening. The big four meat packers that are the bottleneck, ripping everybody off. And already he's got it where now three more big companies have come in, including Walmart. And you're already seeing the increase in beef slow massively, and soon it should be start reversing. Because there's a lot of things that are in inflation that are, you know, in general inflation, you can't really ever dial it back. You can just stop the inflation or slow it down. But with beef, it's so cornered. It's such a monopoly. The average rancher makes no money off cattle. That's why everybody's getting out of it. And then that creates a shortage of beef, which is that they have right now on top of it, because people can't even produce it for what they need to be able to pay their bills. So the meat packers don't care. They just start buying more meat from South America. So we have the U.S. herds are at record lows right now in modern era. Look it up. And you drive around on the highway and you see every little farm, every little place, you know, has some cows out on it. Yeah, okay, you're driving by some house. It's 100 acres. You see, you know, grandma's old house up on the hill. She's probably dead. Yeah, the family still keeps it, still pays the property tax. Maybe they stay there every couple weekends or whatever. But those 20, 30 cows are just there so they can pay the property taxes. Most family farms lose money, and people keep them as a hobby, as because you know that's where the great-great-great-grandparents are from. My family's the same. And it loses money. And then the IRS, what, about 15 years ago, changed the rules and said, oh, you can't have hobby farms that lose money. So, see, everything that's being done is to shut us down. Everything is to strangle us. And Trump's coming in with a relief. And while the left steals everything not nailed down and transfers it to themselves, Remember, it's part of a larger plan to collapse the society via Clark and Piven. And when they're done, all these leftists are going to have a very, 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 very rude awakening. I want to play clip 115. I've seen so many of these videos. In fact, just this morning, I've been up since 3 a.m., couldn't sleep. I saw three videos. In fact, I have three videos of similar things with liberal women saying, no one wants to talk to me in the small town I moved into. Why don't they like us? Or another woman, we liberals don't stand for anything. What is it we stand for? I know I hate America, and I know I hate the family, I know I love abortion, but okay, but what brings us together? What do we have to offer? And I'm like, death, lady. You literally just parrot what you were taught in high school and college because they patted you on the head and told you you were smart because of it, and you're literally just following a program to destroy you and make you die alone. And I just look at these women, and I wish there was some way to get through to them. But they all have that starry-eyed, crazy look. And there's just something wrong with them, spiritually. It's very sad. And yeah, because the left is leaving all the cities they've destroyed, and they're invading Texas and Colorado and Idaho and everywhere else, and it's just, and then people out of them live in those places, you know, their whole lives. They're like, they're having to move because it's just, they come right in and they do the same thing and they start trying to ruin everything and take all the freedoms away. It's just who they are. They're just inherently bad people that can't mind their business. They're just scum. Listen to this cult member. I mean, look at her. She looks like she's, you know, selling flowers on the side of the highway. Here it is.
Something I think that's really interesting and weird since I've moved to Colorado is how much the locals don't want us here as transplants. Like, it's been really hard for me to meet people because everyone is so guarded and unwelcoming.
Because you look like Charlie Manson, really shocking, ladies in the eyes.
Honestly, coming from a city that's literally a melting pot of diversity, it's just... it's weird to me.
Back that up 10 seconds. Do you see how she smacks her lips when she says diversity? That woman's not into diversity. Liberals live in the most white areas they can. It's all just virtue signaling, constantly how good they are, how great they are, the next big thing, how they're promoting it. And people see the leftists move to their town. They're like, good God, they're going to have drag queen story time next month. Good God, they're going to put people in the city council. They're going to take our land rights away. Good God, they're going to sue everybody who shoots guns on their property. Since the left moved into Texas, I got all these friends that, you know, have places out in the country, outside, you know, 50 miles outside town. Every one of them has had their liberal neighbor sue them who's a mile away because they're shooting guns. And they'll go lie because they have lawyers tell them how to do it. They'll say they found a bullet from you on the property. Doesn't have to be your bullet. And then they'll go... and they'll go to the city council and they'll sue you and all this stuff. They're just scum people. And they can't help it. And they'll also go and tattle on the local Amish market and call the police on them. I mean, they just love. They have no power themselves. They have no innate will. So all they do is come and set up their cults. And she's not even the worst one. I sent them 300 clips today. I'm a little bit out of control. I need to dig through her because there's a couple more clips. She's like, I don't know what we stand for. And I know I hate hearing about America. It makes me want to throw up. But, well, that's what you stand for, lady. You hate your own country. You hate your own heritage. You don't even know it. And you look like a, you know, you're in Charlie Manson's cult. And people see it. I mean, we know you're freakazoids. We want you to stay the hell away from us. You understand that, lady? You understand? Stay away. Go in your own corner with your own people.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Look, it's really very simple. The last 200 years, Western governments centered around the British Empire created a science of societal control. And they wrote books about it, publications that took over the universities and began the brainwashing in earnest. And you see the outcome today. And so the people that are leftists are the folks that have fully succumbed to the brainwashing and the mind virus that we talk about so much. And it's so important to realize that the radicalization of the left is just getting more intense. And so the only thing we can do is simply say no to these people and be firm with them. And then they're going to throw fits. They're going to call us names. They're going to try to frame you. They're going to get violent. in degrees, they're going to try to have a civil war. Because they've all been told they're the ruling class. They've all been told they have a right to rule. They've all been told that they're the great intellectuals and you're not, and that they know better than you. And on average, leftists are extremely illiterate in everything. Finance, business, culture, life, poetry, literature, the military. They all act like they know a bunch of stuff. But you start quoting a William Shakespeare, I mean, none of them ever know what you're talking about. You've seen us go down and do the videos. I was copying Penn and Teller. They've done it many years ago. We've done it a bunch. Done it over and over again. I haven't done it in a few years. You just go down to UT or go down to the Hockenback Trail, and you sit there with a petition, and you have a good-looking girl doing it, so they stop. And you say, oh, yeah, there's this chemical. You know, it can kill you if, you know, if you're fully submersed in it. It can also cause, you know, a lot of serious urination. We'd like you to sign this form for the city for this petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide. And 99% of people, I mean, we get 100 signatures. And the guy will be like, yeah, actually, I'm a chemist from Cornell. You know, he's on, I mean, they're like, oh, absolutely, let's ban that. And because the name dihydrogen monoxide sounds scary, just like carbon dioxide. Sounds like monoxide. It's not. And you can also give them the scientific name for salt. And you can get 100 signatures until maybe you find one person that goes, hey, that's salt. So these are idiots, folks. These are morons. All right? But they have this feeling of being appointed. And they've never fixed a carburetor. They've never skinned a buck. They have never reloaded. They've never strung electricity. Most of them never even had kids, never taken care of a kid at 2 a.m. It's got the flu. And you have to understand, they see competent people as the enemy. They're very creepy. You know, they're always eyeing you, and how can they guilt you, and how can they get control of you, and how can they, you know, do something like that? And that's just how they are. And if you've ever been around leftists or even lived by one, it's, I mean, they are literally out there hunting you. They're out to get you. I used to have a lake house we lived at many, many years ago outside Austin. And for about 2 years, liberals bought the house next door. And they would have these UT people out there. And, you know, they would, and like every time we'd be down at the dock fishing or something, the liberal women they'd bring in, the academics would like walk up, and they obviously knew who I was. I'd be sitting there fishing with, you know, with Rex or Charlotte, you know, catching catfish. And they would always start talking to my kids and like, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? You know, is your daddy nice to you? When I'm standing right there, right next to him, and my son has a birthmark. And three different times, people that came over to visit the communist net neighbors would say to my son when he's like 6, 7 years old, oh, you have a red mark. Are you hurt? Who did that to you? Who hurts you? And then they'd look at me. I mean, these are... And then it got worse. They go, it's like 6 months later, and I'm out there fishing. And they go, hey, we've got our friend coming out here. He's a big lecturer at UT around. He's really the king of the gypsies, the Romanovs. They call him the king. And he's coming out here with a few of his people. And, you know, we kind of know your politics. We just didn't want to disturb you. You know, it's not true the gypsies rob people and stuff. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at him and going... And sure enough, these three gypsies show up, two men and like a 5-year-old girl. And they're out there. This is on the weekend, and I'm out there barbecuing and fishing and stuff. And so, you know, our docks connected to their docks, you know, two docks together. And so I'm out there, and these, and there's big waves in the afternoon coming in from all the boats. I mean, like 4-foot waves. It's the gypsy culture. Don't even look at the kid. The kid is, without even a life jacket, underneath the dock. You know, I starts drowning. I have to go save her. The liberals all didn't like that. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, no, they're good people. And then we end up leaving early because I don't want to be around anymore, lock the house up. And then later I learned, like a month later, the gypsies robbed them. And, of course, both the gypsies were so inbred. They had the thing where one eye points this direction, the other eye points that direction. Seriously. It's like the Somalis. And it's just like, it's like they are, the left is mentally ill, folks. They're obsessed with controlling everyone and everyone's bad but them. And they're just a bunch of scum. And they fetishize anything anti-Western, anything anti-Christian. So they love Islam. They love gypsies. I mean, in the UK, you're allowed to steal somebody's RV because it's gypsy culture to steal an RV. And they have all the movies in Hollywood, how cool gypsies are. And I'm talking about pikeys, you know, like, oh, the Irish gypsies are so cool and all that. When they're not corrupt compared to the Romanovs, you know, from Asia. But it just rejected all, folks. None of it's cool. None of it's fun. But in the UK, it is the gypsy culture to rob. So they let them out of jail when they rob you or stab you because that's their culture. Just like they let these Muslims out when they rape 5-year-old girls and they say, well, it's your culture. I mean, in Germany, in Sweden, in the UK, illegal aliens that came there illegally, they get first housing, first welfare, first access to everything, while veterans literally sleep in the bushes and get kicked out. We've seen the videos a few months ago. Veterans sleeping in the bushes at the migrant center. And the police kick them out sleeping in the bushes. They're not allowed to sleep in the bushes. And then inside, they're getting 3 meals a day in a 4-star hotel. And again, it's about rubbing your face in it. It's about dominating you. It's about doing horrible things in front of you. Because they know you're good and you're hardworking and you're strong. And they know they're parasites, the left in general, from the top. You know, Larry Fink up at the top, right down to their cannon fodder. They know they're crooks. They know they're attacking you. They know they hate you. If you're just not scum. So they have chips on their shoulders, folks. These people would slit your throat in a minute if they get away with it. You understand that? And they're not compatible with the society. The left's never going to stop. Yeah, kill a cop, save a life. It's everywhere. And every few hours, another person gets rammed by these lunatics, and then the Soros DAs or judges let them out. Death to all ICE agents. Kill all Charlie Kirks. There's another ramming right there. I mean, I can't even keep track of it at this point. You got all the Democrats saying they're all illegal, they're all criminals. They deserve it. They're Nazis. Get your guns. Kill ICE. And then hordes of all these lazy, stupid people. The main group. Fat, unattractive white women. But they've got, you know, a mix of everybody else out there. A bunch of other fat, unattractive women. I mean, it's just true. And they're just out there. They don't have jobs. They just run around. You know, they get their Soros money, a little bit of money. They just run around and attack people. So, you know, they get to LARP. Because, you know, they watch all the Hollywood movies where the women kick all the guys' asses and the women are the commandos and all this stuff. And they go marching out in the world to actually be the commandos they were born to be. And help bring down what's left of the government so they can collapse into total hell. Sorry, let's hear from a few liberal women why people don't like them.
Something I think that's really interesting and weird since I've moved to Colorado is how much the locals don't want us here as transplants. Like, it's been really hard for me to meet people because everyone is so guarded and unwelcoming. It's been really shocking, honestly, coming from a city that's literally a melting pot of diversity. It's weird to me. I'm probably going to get crucified or assaulted for making this video, but it's just been something that has stood out to me.
I have a question for you. What unites the left wing? What makes the left wing come together in community? Because with the right wing, it's obviously Christianity and their collective commitment and love for Jesus, and also nationalism. They are nationalists. They, bah, America, flag, nationalism. Where for me personally, when I think of national, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. So we don't have a unifying glue in the left wing that binds us together. What is it? What brings us together? What do you think?
Hating white people, hating the West, wanting to burn things down, wanting to brainwash people's children and screw them up, wanting to cut children's genitals off, wanting to teach people that 2 + 2 = 7. I mean, you're the losers. You're the people that were susceptible to brainwashing, and it's destroyed your mind. So if you ask what your governing culture is, I'd say it's what the Soros Democrats have taught people. Here's one of the leaders of Black Lives Matter up in Minnesota. This is a clip 14. BLM is going to burn Minneapolis to the ground again. Yeah, that's right. Burn down your own neighborhood. That'll really help you. And then that dovetails with clip 10. Black lady admits she doesn't work and will never have a job. And by the way, I'm not singling her out. That's just looking at the list. I've got like 3 fat white ladies saying the exact same thing. These are all their little, just today, these are all their little testimonials. They're very proud of this. Like, you get out there and you work, you make me my money right now, bitch. Here's clips. Here, leftist lady, here's your culture, okay? Dysfunctionalism, being a fraud, being an idiot, being a scammer. This is your culture, okay?
Shut these streets down.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
Make the city pay.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
And again. That was right about losing money when George Swan died. We as a people can cause them to lose more money now. If we don't stand together, we're going to fold. Together we stand, divided we fold. We as a community got to stop talking and do the work.
Yeah.
We cannot work till somebody die again to do the work. ICE is the demon.
Yeah.
They are not human beings. They are killers. They're killing on target.
To answer your question, no, I don't work. No, I'm never getting a job. Okay. That doesn't mean I'm not intelligent. Okay. Just because I don't want to work for somebody, just because I don't like being told what to do, doesn't mean I'm not intelligent. I can read. I'm smart. What do you, like, I said it once before and I'm going to say it again. You will never catch me in a job. Working for nobody, making nobody else rich. It's not going to happen. Unless somebody... We ain't even going to get that deep. We ain't even going to get that deep, okay? I said what I said. And it doesn't change the fact that y'all lack comprehension skills. And y'all can't understand a question. You're answering a question with a question. Y'all been doing this for a while now. Answer a question with an answer. Make it make sense.
Make it make sense. You have all these spoiled brats that are getting all this free stuff, smartphones, designer clothes, car, everything, and she's mad at you. Because, see, when you give people things, they usually end up hating you for it, actually. Because deep down, they know they're slobs. Meanwhile, they're saying, ICE is the devil. ICE aren't humans. Kill the ICE, burn down Minneapolis. But here's Obama. Here's Obama just like 11 years ago, who had 4 times the deportations of Trump, saying exactly what Trump's saying today, but they don't care, you see, because logic isn't something they even choose to understand. Here it is.
Administration, the Bush administration, has done nothing to control the problem that we have. We've had 5 million undocumented workers come over the borders since George Bush took office. It has become an extraordinary problem. And the reason the American people are concerned is because they are seeing their own economic position slip away. And oftentimes, employers are exploiting these undocumented workers. They're not paying the minimum wage. They're not observing worker safety laws. And so what we have to do is create a comprehensive solution to the problem. Now, I have already stated that as president, I will make sure that we finally have the kind of border security that we need. That's step number one. Step number two is to take on employers. Right now, an employer has more of a chance of getting hit by lightning than be prosecuted for hiring an undocumented worker. That has to change. They have to be held accountable.
So that's actually like 16 years ago. So, pretty amazing. We have clips of them all saying that, even going back 7-8 years ago. But now it's official. They know the public's turned against them. The Democrat Party has the lowest approval rating ever. The Republican Party's now the dominant party. So they need illegal aliens, folks, and that's the plan. Joel Gilbert is coming up with huge news. I've got a bunch of military news that I haven't hit yet that's really important. Trump orders plan to invade Greenland. Again, orders plan prepared to invade Greenland. It doesn't mean we're going to do it. Trump orders plan to invade Greenland be developed. White House amplifies shocking claims of U.S. super soldiers deployed in Maduro raid. UK's failing Prime Minister Starmer floats sending troops to Greenland to beef up security and keep Trump from seizing Arctic Island. Let me get into this. President Trump issues a dire warning to Cuba as he cuts off all oil and money to the island dictatorship. Then he teases a new leader for Cuba. Wow. President Trump's actions are forcing China's inevitable economic collapse. China can't compete with us. It's true. Israel ready for new ground attack on Gaza report. Yep. Trump declares emergency to protect Venezuela oil funds. And I've got more on Iran. They are very close to falling. But then you could get some more Islamists in control, or you could get a royalist in, which the people don't want. They need to have free and fair elections if the country falls and not have this, the son of the Shah installed. Nothing against him. It's just they don't want royalty, folks. And America shouldn't be in the business of doing that. So, but if the U.S. gets involved in regime change, then 100%, they better have free and fair elections and not install the Shah, the heir to the stupid throne. We should not be in the business of installing monarchies. I don't think we should be involved, period. I think we leave it up to the Persians. But I've got news on that coming up as well. Now, please don't forget, we're listener-supported, and it is your funding at thealexjonesstore.com that keeps this broadcast and the other broadcasts on the air and allows us to continue to fight the Democratic Party that's trying to shut us down in court and win. So I want to thank you and salute you all. We try to make it easy to support with the very best supplements, the very best wide selection of Patriot apparel, and, yes, this super popular World War II trench knife in the collectible designer case. This is a very popular knife, and we have real trouble. The company's based right here in Texas, getting enough of these, but we just got 2,000 of these. It's been sold out for about 5 months, and each one is collectible. There's only 2,000 of this design. It's got my famous quote. We got some B-roll that we can show you, too. Life is fiery with its beauty. And then it's got a nice 1950s-style pinup girl, brunette, just, fun blade, World War II style. But it's modern made, super sharp, very durable stainless steel. Got the black murdered out brass knuckles. Got the skull crusher right there on it. This is an amazing piece of equipment, and we aren't going to hurt anybody offensively with this. But if society breaks down and things go to hell in a handbasket, this never runs out of bullets. This never lies to you. It never fails you. And if you have to, defend yourself and your family, you can attack in all directions with this. Again, the skull crusher, the brass knuckles, and the 10-inch double-edged razor-sharp blade. It's basically a short sword, but very compact. It's got the amazing high-tech scabbard, and then it just hooks right on your belt right there. I mean, this is really super pimp. And it's customized. Notice it doesn't come out of the scabbard when it's upside down, but then it pulls right out. I mean, that is badass. And we got 2,000 of them in right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know we sold out of the others last 4 or 5 runs, last year and a half we've done. Well, here is this run again. And everyone, every run is different because they're inscribed with a different design. The next one coming out after this, because they're engraving it right now up in Arkansas, because they get the knives raw from the factory in Texas. they're inscribing the next 2,000 with Crusader messages on it, kind of my idea. They had this idea of the pinup girls, which is fine with me. I like it, actually. Kind of goes with the World War II theme. So there you go. Thanks for keeping us on the air. The Life is Fire with this beauty World War II trench knife, but updated with 2026 quality. Actually made 2025, but you know what I'm saying. And also, separately, this is the last week of our crossover giveaway. It only happens every few months where you can, any purchase you do, you get 50X entries and you get to win each truck. Usually there's only one truck being given away at a time, but there's an overlap every few months where the offers overlap. Every purchase on the Alex Jones store gets you 50X entries to win a Ford Raptor fully loaded with $10,000 cash plus our F-250 diesel, $10,000 cash. That's two badass trucks, $20,000 cash. These have the big giant off-road packages on them. Giveaway ends Friday, January 16th at midnight. So you got 4 days on that. And here's the last fella who won the Jeep that's 500 horsepower. And boy, let me tell you, I wanted that Jeep because they had another one of those Jeeps. They don't even make those anymore. Those are from 2024, but they're still brand new. But I'm talking about smooth, badass. That was the last giveaway. So there's that fella. I guess he bought that T-shirt and then won the $90,000 Jeep, which, again, I'm not into sweepstakes. It's not really what I do. But Big Lee is their own sponsor, their own owner. And so I've gotten to where I do like it because people like it. The listeners like it. And we get to meet people, so it's really, really exciting. I was going to be out of town when he was going to be here, so he just went to Arkansas instead, and they gave him the vehicle there. But we probably need to take that and probably post it on X or do a report on it because it's a lot of fun, so people can actually see that. And I'm kind of missing out not getting to meet him. But c'est la vie. So until Friday at midnight, every order, you buy a T-shirt, you buy methylene blue, you buy anything, you get put in 50 times into the raffle for both trucks. And then Friday, the giveaway ends for the Ford Raptor. And then the way sweepstakes works, it has to wait a month on that for mail-ins to come in. It follows the law. And then that'll be given away. And but starting after Friday, it's the only giveaway, which is great, is the other truck, the diesel. So exciting. People love it. We're going to come back with Joel Gilbert. Again, I have laryngitis. I apologize about the voice, but I overall feel pretty good. I never really had a fever. I just do, like anybody in Austin with this damn cedar, the allergies this time of year with a cedar fever. Just be glad you don't have mountain juniper. It's really a juniper. I tell you, I never had allergies until I moved to Austin in high school. And I came home. After school, I said, Mom, I felt sick for a week. What is it? I don't have a fever. She goes, you got cedar fever. Well, I'm enjoying it right now, I got to tell you. And we are out of, by the way, we have the best product, Pollen Block. We don't have that anymore. We need to get that back. That actually worked. I don't like taking the over-the-counter pills, man. They make me out of my mind. We'll be right back, stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Joel Gilbert's coming up with huge news on what's happening on the political battlefront on a whole bunch of key subjects. Amazing filmmaker, researcher, author. But first, so this morning I posted Jerome Powell, the head of the Private Federal Reserve, talking about the fact that he just got subpoenaed in criminal subpoenas by the DOJ, probing him for perjury, because he did perjure himself before Congress about the Private Federal Reserve renovation that cost billions of dollars. He told bald-faced lies. That are there no private apartments, there's no private elevators, there's no marble, there's no gardens on the roof. There is. And obviously Trump is putting pressure on him to cut interest rates. And so when he says this is political, well, you're damn right it's political. You're a crook. We need to abolish the Private Federal Reserve. We need to nationalize the bare minimum. So Grok got asked by listeners when I said the Private Federal Reserve, and Grok said, no, it's not private, which is, of course, not true. It is private. It's chartered by Congress, but the shareholders of the New York Fed are foreign. And when they first set it up, there was an audit 10 years ago or 112 years ago, and it was found that 80% was owned by European banks, mainly the Rothschilds. So Grok needs to get updated on that and know that. Ron Paul knows that. Jennifer Griffin knows that. But we need a new audit to show all that. But it really is amazing that people don't know this history. But Grok, again, said that it's a public. Said it's the government. And it's not. Now, there are 12 regional banks that interface with the Treasury and do some Treasury duties. But even those are still private. It is the New York Fed, the governors, that represent the private shareholders. That's why you see the congressional hearings over the years where, well, where'd this half a trillion go? Where'd this $80 billion go? Where'd this $500 billion go? To foreign banks. And they go, we're not going to tell you because that's a corporate secret. And I've read the books written by the Rothschilds. They're official family biographies. I've watched documentaries on PBS about them. In the last 200 years, they took control of the British Empire, really 1815. They had great power before that, and they would finance both sides of war. So the idea that they don't have power is just ridiculous. They brag about how they have power. Here's just one clip. I mean, there's hundreds of these on X alone. This is Dom Hannah Rothschild boasts about her family's historical influence and power over both governments and kings. Here it is.
This is an extraordinary story. So he was born in a place called the Judengasse, which was a Jewish ghetto, basically. And it was the house that he lived in when he eventually had 13 children was only 14 feet wide. And he lived there with his very, very overpowering and dominant and an incredibly brilliant wife who was called Gutel. He was determined to get out of this ghetto. At nighttime, the ghetto was closed. You weren't allowed to leave. The street was so narrow that no sunlight could penetrate. There was no plumbing. There was no sewage. There was nothing. So everything you can imagine happened.
This is 400 years ago.
And unsurprisingly, he wanted to get out of there. And he started a small coin business, and that did reasonably well. But actually, and this is where it ties into legacy, his great strength was to send his 5 sons to the capitals of Europe at that time. And what they did is they set up, in effect, the first international banking system. So whereas everyone used to be in separate different countries or separate cities until then, these 5 boys communicated with each other sometimes by pigeon, and they wrote to each other in Judendeutsche, which was a kind of Yiddish-German vernacular. And that is why they were so successful. And this absolute belief in togetherness, you've got to stand together, you've got to work together, you've got to work across borders, you've got to work with rules. And by 1789, when the last one went, to 1815, so a very, very short period of time, it was said that no government or king would consider going to war without the Rothschilds supporting them, because that was how incredibly influential and powerful they had become.
Notice you talked about carrier pigeon at the Battle of Waterloo. They had the carrier pigeons get to the coast, go back and say that Napoleon had won to crash the market 98%. That's how they took over the British Empire, through fraud. We'll be right back. So take that, Grok. There's the facts. That's the Federal Reserve owned by them. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, he's an amazing filmmaker, but a major game changer in U.S. elections for a long time, and author, investigative journalist, Joel Gilbert. And he's got Highway61ENT.com, Joel S. Gilbert on X. I wanted to get his 35,000-foot view on 1 year into the Trump administration, a little shy of that, on the 20th. In just 8 days, wow. The good Trump's doing, the bad, what he would change. I know he's got his ear to the ground. A lot of his research was instrumental in getting Letitia James indicted. Now they've shot that down for now. Where that's going, also Swalwell, the known communist Chinese agent, is running for governor out in California. And so Gilbert just went and talked to him. I got kicked out of his event. We've got so much to talk about with Joel Gilbert. And we're also going to look at a bunch of other key information on a bunch of fronts he sent me. But just up front, I'd like to know, how is it going with Soros and the Democrats and this whole hoax that this officer murdered this woman in cold blood? When we have the footage from in front where she clearly hits him. The corporate media will not show that video. They just keep saying that ICE are terrorists and that they're doing illegal things, which they're not. And they're really trying to get riots going nationwide, what I call the Podesta plan. A, what's your take on that? How successful has it been? What do you expect him to do next? And what should the Trump administration be doing? Because on J6, we saw hundreds and hundreds of people that were just waved in by the police in velvet robes, thrown in jail for years in some cases without trials. They knew right where they were. They grabbed them. In this case, we have all these Democrats, including mayors and people, and saying, get guns, Second Amendment, go after ICE, kill them, they're Nazis. That's clearly not free speech. That's, you know, calls to action, terroristic threats. And we're not seeing anything from the Justice Department, so I'm really concerned. I know you are a big source for the good people in the Justice Department who start the investigations and the indictments, then it gets killed. So thanks for being here, Joel Gilbert.
Good to be back, Alex. Look, as you appropriately named your show years ago, we're still in the info war because the Democrats are replaying this whole narrative like they did with Trayvon Martin. Trayvon was just getting candy for his brother. Same thing they did with George Floyd. He was just trying to buy some food, you know. Same thing they're doing with this gal who weaponized her SUV to obstruct law enforcement and then tried to run someone over. So it's the same info war. I think the public is pretty aware now of the narratives the Democrats put forward. They're aware that the media won't cover things that are not favorable to the Democrat narratives. So we're kind of in the middle of it. I think we are going to win this one because the woman's reputation, her history, it's all coming out. There's plenty of video. I think they're not going to persevere this time, though they have in the past to a great extent, just by covering a narrative that they wanted to promote.
Well, you're absolutely right that it all fell apart really the first day, but now they've doubled down and just keep saying, ICE is illegal. You're not allowed to be here. We're going to arrest you, whether it's in Pennsylvania, whether it's in Minnesota, whether it's in Washington State. I mean, they're attempting to get ICE killed, telling the public that they're illegal, that they're Nazis. That's terroristic.
Well, the Democrat politicians are 100% in on it. I just attended a town hall meeting of Eric Swalwell, who's running for governor of California, in Santa Monica High School this past Friday night. And the things he said about ICE were just outrageous. He was introduced by his staffer, who was wearing a T-shirt that said, "I like crushed ICE." Then Swalwell said, "It's just like Anne Frank invoking the Holocaust." He said, "ICE agents are dragging women by their hair through the streets." He said, "When I'm governor, I'm going to take away their immunity. I'm going to arrest ICE agents." So the Democrats, are all in on this idea of villainizing law enforcement. Swalwell, interestingly, said that he came from a family of Republicans, that his brothers and his father are police officers. And he admitted, he said, "The reason I became a Democrat was to antagonize my parents." So he's going through some kind of psychological rebellion in his adult life to try to become governor to get back at his parents. So I wrote an article in the Gateway Pundit about it today, and I said that, like all tyrants in history that cause mayhem and destruction and murder, Swalwell has all the ingredients to become one of those guys, because he's absolutely trying to incite the public to, and they know that certain individuals that are unbalanced or transgender will take up arms when they say these kind of things.
Yeah, I want to play this video with audio here in a moment of you being let out for simply asking questions politely, but here's the article. Eric Swalwell is a wannabe tyrant. Gateway Pundit reporter Joel Gilbert thrown out at the end of Swallowsville's town hall event. Go ahead and roll that short video clip, guys. Go ahead and roll it.
Now keep that hand up. If this, and put up your left hand, it's in the most trouble you've ever seen in your life.
Actually, these goons come up and surround me and say, "What's your plan?" And I said, "Well, I was going to take a picture with a congressman." They said, "We're not going to allow that." And I said, "Well, then, you know, what do I do?" They said, "Well, you had to leave." So I went, they kicked me out of the event. I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. Never even asked a question. So Swalwell has all the tyrannical characteristics. He's a Bernie Sanders wannabe. He wants the public health care and the open borders. He's absolutely a Bernie Sanders clone.
Now, it looks like this was a public place that, and people were invited there, and you didn't even talk, but you were very polite when he walked over and shook your hand, and I guess they just said, oh my God, that's that guy that's a Republican. I guess you're just not allowed to be there.
That's apparently what happened, because I never said a word. I never got to ask a question. I think Swalwell recognized me when he came around to shake hands. I could see the look in his eyes, and that's why they cut short a two-hour town hall on a Friday afternoon. It's not easy to get to Santa Monica to a public event with all the traffic, and he only did 30 minutes of questions, and he just ended it. So it could have been they were afraid I would ask a question, because I've done a lot of research on the fact that Swalwell is not eligible to run for governor. He made his principal residence on his mortgage in Washington, D.C. He told the bank it's his principal residence, and he has no address in California.
Absolutely. When he looks in your eyes, he looks like a deer in the headlights. Obviously, he knows you, and obviously, he knows about your article breaking the fact that he was engaged in mortgage fraud. So start over. That's important.
Yeah, what I researched is the fact that the California Constitution requires anyone running for governor to live in California for 5 years before the election. Now, Swalwell has no address in California. He only has a home in Washington, D.C. that he declared as his primary residence in his mortgage. So when he filled out the forms to run for governor of California, he actually used his attorney's office address as his home address, which is illegal. It's perjury. So I'm saying that Swalwell cannot run for governor of California. I've written a number of articles. He got referred to the Department of Justice by Bill Pulte at the Federal Housing Authority because of a potential mortgage fraud. So Swalwell's in trouble. And I think they must have, he must have recognized me and was afraid I'd ask him the question and embarrass him because he'd have to answer. I was going to ask him, what is your address in California if you have one? And if you don't have one, will you drop out of the race right now? That's what I was going to ask him. But apparently they identified me. Swalwell identified me. They cut short the two-hour event to only 30 minutes. And when I tried to get in the photo line to take a photo with him and I was going to ask him the question, they threw these three guys over to escort me out. So Swalwell, I think, is afraid. He's on the run. He's an attorney. He should know the law. He used to be a prosecutor. And he's absolutely disrespecting the law by running for office without a legitimate California address, which he would have been required to have for 5 years. I'll give you an example contrasting him. Maxine Waters, who's not our favorite congresswoman, but she actually owns a home in Los Angeles. And on her condo in Washington, D.C., on her mortgage, it says that it would be her second home. So she pays higher interest rates than Swalwell, because if it's your primary residence, you get the lowest rates possible. So Maxine Waters told the bank it was her second home, and she owns a home in California. So Maxine Waters could run for governor of California. But Swalwell does not have any home in California and named his D.C. home as his primary residence. So I'm expecting, and I'm going to keep working on getting him disqualified and getting the Secretary of State of California to disqualify him. And I think they were terrified when they saw me at this event, made sure they cut it short, and made sure I left.
Well, there's 2 points I want to hit on this till we get to other big subjects you've got. What do you make of the field out there that this is the best they've got to replace Newsom? All the skeletons in his closet, the Chinese girlfriend, you know, the Chinese communist agent confirmed, Fang Fang. You got that. And then notice he says, you know, raise your hands if California's in a lot of trouble. Raise your other hand if it's in the worst trouble ever. They're the ones running it. Here he is saying, I'll fix it. I'll make it better. Just wild. And I also think they shut it down early because they figured there might have been some other people there they didn't recognize. And that shows how scared he is of a question. It shows he's a paper tiger.
Yeah, look, California is unfortunately a one-party state like New York. So Swalwell knows if he can get the nomination for governor for the Democrats that he'll be governor. And he's chosen the path of radicalism and anti-Trumpism. That's all he talks about. He says these radical, ridiculous things he said, I won't fund the border patrol. I won't fund ICE. ICE are dragging people through the streets. He says this off-the-wall stuff.
Oh, unfortunately, he's going to prosecute ICE.
He's going to prosecute ICE. He said he's introduced legislation to strip them of their immunity. So Swalwell has these tyrannical ideas, but unfortunately, most people in California don't care about his transgressions. He had a Chinese spy relationship for several years who raised money for him. He got kicked off the Intelligence Committee. So many strange things about his behavior. Even I have publicized things, even about his divorce from his first marriage, where he fought over can openers and napkin rings. I looked at his finances. Swalwell has been in Congress making $174,000 a year for 13 years. He has not paid down his student debts. He still owes $100,000 for student loans. He hasn't paid down his credit cards. He still owes $100,000 to American Express and Chase Bank. He cashed out his pension, which is a big red flag. So he's got serious financial issues. We don't know where all his money is going. And he's running for governor to run the state with a $500 billion budget. Most Democrat voters don't care about that stuff. Swalwell thinks he can, get out there and do town halls. It's way early. It's January. People don't pay attention till maybe June to a governor's race, even August. So I think he thinks he can be governor by name recognition and by being anti-Trump.
No, I agree. But, I mean, I'm seeing Democrat candidates for local office now, like the Somali that doesn't, you know, has no degree, doesn't even have a driver's license, is caught in a giant fraud scam, so they put him on the city council, where you've got AOC that, you know, was a bartender, and then suddenly had no money and now is worth, you know, whatever it is, giant millions amounts. It's the same thing with Ilhan Omar. It seems like Democrats like people that have really horrible records and are really corrupt. I mean, it seems for them that that's a pleasing prerequisite.
Well, look what came out of California. Kamala Harris was a terrible district attorney in San Francisco. She was a terrible district attorney of the state of California. She was arresting these black mothers because their kids were in the hospital. I told the story of Sheree Peoples, how she was arrested and tried by Kamala Harris because her daughter was in the hospital. She didn't go to school because she was sick. So Kamala Harris was a terrible politician. But they made her senator, and then they made her vice president. So California and New York have just very low standards when there's no competition from Republicans. It's hard to even find a Republican to even want to bother to run because they know they have no chance to win. So you get a very low-level, low-quality candidate on the Democrat side, and the Democrats have decided the more radical they are, the more it'll appeal to their radical, most activist base that'll come out and vote in the primary. And that's the strategy that I think Eric Swalwell is pursuing. Radical policies, anti-Trumpism, he thinks is the ticket to the nomination, which is then an automatic ticket to the governorship. And I'm certain that Swalwell will run for president again. That's his plan.
Well, I'm not saying it just to dunk on him. I mean it. I've watched him do interviews. I've watched him closely. He seems really stupid.
I would have to agree. Look, I was sitting right across from him. He was speaking for about 40 minutes, and all he does is talk in little cliches. He tells these silly stories. When he answered questions, he was, you know, trying to act like he was paying attention. I think he's a very low IQ individual, and sometimes those can be the most dangerous because they get propped up. They repeat the same things, and he's got nothing but ambition. And as I said, he even admitted, he told the crowd, I became a Democrat to antagonize my parents. I think he's got some real big, deep psychological problem that he wants to punish his parents by being this radical left politician.
I want to get into Trump and the midterms and basically your feel for what's going on, what you're hearing about upcoming indictments, because I can tell you with my listeners, even bigger than the economy, they want justice because they know the deep state is just going to come back in later and continue destroying the country. They're not dismantled. What's the intel you've got? Because you were instrumental in your Letitia James research getting her indicted. Obviously, if she doesn't go to jail, you're a major target down the road. You've been instrumental in exposing Adam Schiff, instrumental in exposing all these people, as you've done for many years. And certainly we know that they're really coming after us in 3 years if they haven't been themselves put in prison. They're the totalitarians. They're the ones that launched all this. For me, it's not about vengeance. It's about survival. We need justice. And if Trump wants to win the midterms and gain seats, that to me is the number one issue. What do you think?
It's a huge issue for Republican voters. Trump's biggest mistake in his first term was his failure to take control of the Department of Justice. He's not a lawyer, so maybe he didn't understand how important it was. For his second term, you know, he appointed Pam Bondi, and I was critical of her from the get-go because it was Pam Bondi was the Attorney General of Florida when the state of Florida arrested George Zimmerman. Even though he'd been exonerated by the local police, Crump and Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton put on all these street mobs, and Pam Bondi showed she had no backbone. She caved into the mob and appointed a special counsel to arrest Zimmerman. She said she was friends with Trayvon Martin's parents. She was friends with Ben Crump. So she really caved in, and it was really because of her that Black Lives Matter got started as a result of Zimmerman being acquitted. So I didn't think she was the right choice. You saw back in September, Trump was tweeting to Pam Bondi saying, Pam, please arrest somebody, please. And he had to appoint his own special prosecutor in Virginia to prosecute Letitia James, and then that was overturned. So, look, Trump promised to drain the swamp again, but his way to drain the swamp of the Department of Justice, instead of firing everybody and starting over, he chose just to replace the few people at the top. Unfortunately, there's 115,000 employees of the Department of Justice, and even if Pam Bondi was doing a good job, it would be difficult for her to get these people prosecuted. So it remains here a year into the Trump administration. There's been no prosecutions of the deep state, Letitia James, Russia hoax, nothing. So that is going to be a big problem, and I think Republican voters in the fall are going to remember that if nothing happens.
Well, paradoxically, Trump's doing so good on so many other fronts. It would take hours even chronicle. Maybe you could spend some time on what you think the good things are, but it is still very frustrating because I know people that are in the cabinet meetings where Trump's yelling at people saying, I want indictments. He even comes out in the news. There's been hot mics catching him doing it. And I know the people in the meetings, he's pissed. He understands it. Well, then why doesn't he get rid of Bondi, get rid of Todd Blanche? Okay. Ed Martin was investigating just the Democrats openly running lawsuits against me, the DOJ funding it. We had him red-handed, had him, you know, using COVID money, all of it. And it was Martin's idea to go after him. And then Blanche kills it and then says, I'm a fringe person to ABC News and don't deserve to be protected. I mean, why he had to like rub it in? And so it's like, Trump, there's your litmus test. I mean, like, you know, and we know that Blanche sits on top of all these other investigations. And TikTok, Trump, TikTok. Joel, your take on that?
Look, I agree with you 100%. Trump is frustrated. He wants this stuff done. But I think he is hesitant to replace cabinet members for other reasons. I think it makes – he's afraid of being accused of having a chaotic administration or
– Yeah, no, exactly. He's control. Scared. It makes him look weak, and they could turn against him and people – I agree, but we've got to get it through to him and the public to get it through to him that the existential threat is these indictments. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's something that I've been thinking about every day. I uncovered all this 43 years of mortgage fraud by Letitia James and all these other crimes, Adam Schiff, you name it, and nothing happens. If it was a Republican that sneezed, they'd be in jail already. So it's something that Trump still has to fulfill. As you say, he's done incredible things on just about every other level. But when it comes to taking control of the Department of Justice, he has not fulfilled the same level of promises that he said he would do if reelected. So all we can do is keep standing by and hope it comes through. But as you say, there's a lot of other things that are distracting him, and there's only so much he can do on his own.
Well, all I know is 3 weeks after he was in office, I get sent the documents from the DOJ with the FBI spying on me since Obama and Comey national security investigations. We have all the other documents. And again, it's not about me. It's like even in my case, it's all totally illegal, massive harassment. They're doing it to so many other people. And I'm literally sitting here waiting for the Death Star to orbit in 3 years and be clear to fire on me. And you know they're coming after you, Joel. And I mean, so we've put our lives on the line here. And I can get a hold of Trump and he'll say nice things. Or I've been invited to Mar-a-Lago, you know, for an award or whatever. I didn't go just because, okay, he comes out 5 minutes, pats you on the head. That's it. You know, I got to fight with General Flynn or that thing. No, I know what Trump listens to. I may just have to do a demonstration and maybe get a few thousand people outside the White House and bullhorn a day he's there and just scream and yell about it because it's that type of stuff gets his attention. Joel, do you have any other ideas how we can light a fire under Trump's ass?
If you look at his Truth Social, he's all over this subject. He is posting my articles on Letitia James. He's posting, you know, this kind of stuff every other day. But somehow there's some disconnect. He's not getting the DOJ to execute what he wants done. And it's partially his fault for appointing Todd Blanche and Pam Bondi and not someone who would go over there and kick ass. So it's just up to the president to make a change. I don't know what he's waiting for, but he is waiting. We got the midterms coming up. And, you know, honestly, there's going to have to be a Republican, J.D. Vance or whoever it is going to have to win in 28. Because if it's a Democrat, they'll do like Joe Biden did on the first day. They'll sign 200 executive orders and they'll say, America is back. And they'll reverse everything Trump ever did. So
Stick right there.
A lot of work.
Yeah, they're going to get rid of the filibuster. They're going to pack the Supreme Court.
Yep.
America has to strike now. This is literally do or die. The country's gone if we don't do this. Joel Gilbert, stay there. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight now.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Michael Savage is coming up here in about 27 minutes from now. He's got a lot of huge issues to talk about, including all the aluminum that's in the environment, what it's doing to our brains. But Joel Gilbert, amazing documentary filmmaker, investigative journalist, is here, so instrumental in getting those indictments against the deep staters that have now been manipulated by the corrupt courts and thrown out. I wanted you to give your expert take on what we're facing if the Democrats are able to steal or win the midterms, and then what happens in 3 years in the general election and the sense of urgency people need. But I want to shift gears out of that into geopolitics. So much is happening now with Venezuela, with Iran, with Greenland, with what's happening in Ukraine, with China and Taiwan. We're entering that phase of the fourth turning and really an acceleration of trends. And I say thank God Trump's in, because he's masterfully navigating that area so well. And that's why I then look at what he's doing with the Justice Department. And I tend to think he's made some deal or something. The whole thing doesn't smell good. But regardless, you know, he's got to know they're going to come after him if they're able to, you know, really get back in power. So I'm kind of going back to where we were before, just because of the existential threat we're dealing with here, Joel.
Yeah, well, first of all, as we speak, the margins in the House of Representatives are very, very thin. I think a Republican representative recently died, leaving only about a 2-vote margin. So there is a danger that somehow between now and the fall, if a couple other Republicans were to die or someone resigned to take a job as a lobbyist somewhere, then you could see Hakeem Jeffries could become speaker. The margins are that thin. So there's a lot to worry about even until the midterms. As far as the midterms, if the Democrats were to win, there's no question that everything would come to a halt. No more legislation, no more investigations, committees. The committees would be weaponized by Democrats. Even Eric Swalwell has been bragging about, we're going to win the midterms and we're going to drag Holman's ass. You know, he likes to use the ass word. He uses the S word. He uses the F word a lot. Democrats do that a lot lately. And they're going to simply weaponize the committees. And I have no doubt they're also going to impeach Trump. So the stakes are very, very high that I think the Republicans have to win the midterms. I think Trump is counting on an economic boom to come in sometime in the spring and certainly by the summer. Because when they replace Jerome Powell at the Fed, they'll be able to lower interest rates, which will give the whole housing market a huge shot in the arm. So I think that's what they're relying on, is a big economic recovery. All this foreign investment, he's accumulated, I don't know, $10 trillion, $20 trillion worth of foreign investment. It's going to start hitting. So I think that's the strategy, is a huge economic boom in the spring and summer to bring us into the midterms. And I think Trump
Joel,
is...
Joel, let me just say, I 100% agree with you. That's why I said earlier, we need that. It's great. I agree. I think Bessette's right. We'll really start seeing it kick in second half of next year, right before the midterms. And it's starting to work. But I'm telling you, he'll gain 10 points if you know, Hillary got indicted or something. I mean, people, I'm trying to explain to the White House, they really want justice. I know that Mark Mitchell, one of the best pollsters in the world, has explained that to them at the White House, to the president. Like, people want justice even more than money. And I get Trump's a businessman, so he's focused on that. He needs to get more focused on it. And I know I'm harping on it.
Well, look, here's where we're stuck on that is, Trump, instead of firing everybody or half of everybody, the DOJ, he decided to drain the swamp. He would only appoint a few people at the top to change everything. Those few people are a little bit squishy and wishy-washy, and they're not hardcore MAGA. Certainly Pam Bondi, who's responsible for Black Lives Matter and for persecuting George Zimmerman in Florida, even though he was innocent, was not a good choice. So we're stuck with Trump agrees with everything we're saying right now. If he was watching right now, he'd be posting about what we're saying. But he does not want to change or fire Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche for whatever reason. So this is why we're stuck on that issue, and it's I don't see it changing until Trump decides he's had enough.
Let's raise this wild card. Notice we don't hear about Epstein anymore, because all the family files, 90-something thousand of them, all the court files, Trump asking the courts to release the grand juries, the Democrats trying to block the grand juries. But as the stuff comes out, none of it's bad about Trump. All of it's bad on the Democrats. And then the Clintons are trying to block not going to Congress. Why was Trump then squeamish about releasing all this when he knows damn well he's not in there? Well, we know why. He said it would embarrass a lot of innocent people. That's what he said on Truth Social about a month ago. He said, well, a lot of innocent people in there, but since the Democrats did this, screw it, release it all. I think he made a mistake in just not up front saying release it all.
Well, here's the thing. The Trump does two-hour press conferences every day. He dominates the media every day. There's no air. There's no oxygen. No Democrat can even get on the air or say anything because Trump is so dominant. So the reason they chose the Epstein issue is because it's a little bit salacious and a little bit mysterious, and they think they can kind of all use it to bludgeon Trump with. So Trump understood this is the only issue they had that the media would cover, in contrast to him dominating the news every day. So I think that's why he resisted it. He knew it was just a lot of nonsense, and it kind of didn't go away, so he thought the best way to get rid of it would be to release everything, which was the right thing to do. But I don't blame him for jumping on, you know, not jumping on board to the whole hoax to begin with, because it was just an effort by the Democrats to get some airtime, and they did achieve it for quite some time, and I think Trump finally put an end to it.
No, I totally agree with you that what they left in the files, the way they were bringing it out, was a hoax. Not that Epstein didn't do stuff, not that the Clintons weren't involved, not that Bill Gates wasn't there, but Trump saying it's the new Russiagate, like he said 10 months ago, they want to hang around my neck. He should have been specific and said, the way they're deploying it is against me, which is a hoax, which later he did say word for word repeatedly, and people got it. And so I think now the Democrats have kind of gone, ooh, and they're wishing they never would have brought it out. Because, I mean, what were they thinking when they all know they're in it, they all know it's all them, then why would they still play that game? That's crazy.
Well, I think they thought they could bludgeon Trump with it for a certain amount of time, and then whenever they got nailed, they just move on to the next subject. They've moved on to this, you know, Renee Goodwoman. There'll always be something that they can jump on and change the narrative with their media allies who are very powerful. And
that's
and
right. There's always the next thing. There's always the next thing.
Correct. So that's what they're doing with the whole Renee Good thing. We're fighting it now, and don't think that they don't have a couple other issues that they're already thinking what they're going to do next. They're always onto something. And I'm sure they're hoping that somebody else will be killed by ICE. Someone else will attack ICE. I'm sure they hope it's a minority instead of a white female, and they can really ramp up the riots. So that's all they do, is they create these narratives because they don't have legitimate issues. They don't have things that voters will actually vote for or care about. So all they can do is this hysteria. But Trump is dominating the news and dominating the news cycle every day. And he's up against this whole series of hoaxes, which he's been for many years.
Absolutely. There was quite a list of them. Russiagate, Ukrainegate. There were so many other things they put out that just got put by the wayside.
Yeah, they come and go. They come up with other ones every day. They try certain things. If they don't fly, they come up with something else. Right now they started, Swalwell, when I was at his town hall the other night, he was complaining about Greenland and Venezuela and talking about how Americans' priorities are, you know, our economics, and we don't care about this kind of stuff, and he's a king and he's a tyrant. So they'll try all kind of things. It's all a substitute for not having actual policies that do anything for anybody. But that's been their playbook against Trump.
Well, it certainly is night and day. Trump is doing everything he can to help the average American and the average business person and the average mom and pop. I mean, just the deal with not letting big brokerage firms and institutional investors buy single family dwellings. I mean, that is just going to explode things right there alone. So many things like that. Starting the process of breaking up the monopoly of the meat packers, the oligopoly. That's a real move. He's just going down the line. Now, shifting gears in international. Here's a clip I want to play. This is from a couple nights ago. Anti-Khomeini Iranians and they're Persians, folks. They don't want Islam running it. They don't want a king running it. You know, there's different factions, but anti-Khomeini Iranians are clashing with pro-Hamas white liberal women in Washington. So this is happening in D.C., New York. They're fighting out in California. You've seen the fights. A guy's got something on the side of a truck they don't like. They get in the truck. They start beating him up. He's another Iranian. He's saying no kings and no mullahs. And then they say he's an Islamist that attacked. No, they pull him out and start beating him up. So I think that's emblematic of the infighting within the Iranian opposition about what the future will be. And that, of course, would happen anywhere. You're always going to have factions. But just think about the bizarreness of liberal women and LGBT and the trans groups literally out there, trans for Islam, trans for Palestinians. And then now I see a lot of people online, not just liberals, but ultra right wingers and obsessed on Israel all day, literally saying we support the mullahs, we support the Ayatollah, because Israel doesn't support the Ayatollah. I've seen the different polls, something like 80% of the Iranians want to get rid of the regime. It's a terrible thing. And then there's actual people on the left that hate Israel so much that just because the mullahs are anti-Israel, they're not going to support a literal dictatorship that executes people that peacefully protest. And it's so sick. And of course, for all you Israel haters, you already see the Iranians all fighting with each other over who's going to be in charge if the country does fall. I mean, if the dictatorship does fall. So that shows it's not some monolithic thing. It's the people that want freedom. And so to see the left literally in unison defending the mullah's dictatorship all because they have a hard-on for Israel is a sick Joel.
Now, look, let me give you the big picture here. Radical leftists and communists have always had a lot in common with Islamists because both Islamists and communists view Western free markets, Western democracy, as an obstacle to taking power. And both Islamists and communists want to destroy free market system. They want to destroy democracy so they can take power. So they both view Western capitalism as an obstacle. And that's why they're united. That's why American leftists and communists, they hate to see Islamists, removed from power because those are their brothers in the fight against Western democracy. That's always been that way even since the days of the Soviet Union. And that's why they've worked together and that's why they have the same aspirations. So that's why you see, Barack Obama is the one that, opened up America to massive Islamic immigration during his term. He changed all the rules to make sure we brought in Somalis and Egyptians and so many Islamic communities. It all started there. And that's why we have Ilhan Omar, we have Zoran Mandami and these other guys now seeking power. And they align themselves with socialism and communism because they have the same goal, which is to destroy free markets, destroy capitalism, and destroy democracy.
Well, we need an alliance to not just be Christians or conservatives or nationalists or people that just aren't suicidal, common sense coalition, like Kennedy calls it, we're just a common sense party. What do we call the West coming together to block the red-green alliance? Because people need an urgency to understand this is a public alliance, whether you're in Australia or Europe or the UK or here or anywhere in the world, the red-green alliance is all concerted, working hand in glove together.
Well, the landscape is not good. Australia has a radical far-left Labour government. They have the same in the UK. Many European governments are leftist, not all. But it's hard to get a united Western front when half of you, your best allies, are far left and believe in this idea of, DEI and inclusivity, and they don't really understand the big picture of what it means to bring large populations of Muslims into your country and not understanding that they have a different way of life, a different political goal, and a different value system than your society does. So we've got Trump, we've got Orban in Hungary, of course Netanyahu, we've got only a few. Believe it or not, Putin is actually on board with this agenda, as are the people in Poland. So there should form an alliance at some point, but it's something that Trump is putting a lot of pressure to kind of bring together. I think getting rid of Maduro was a step in the right direction. Cuba is under pressure now from Trump, and now Iran is at great risk because of the developments the last couple of weeks. It remains to be seen what's going to happen. Remember in the days of Obama, they had these big protests, and Obama said, I'm staying out of it. Trump made the correct call saying that, well, no, we do support the protests. It remains to be seen if there'll be anything beyond the moral support.
Let's play a clip of what I mentioned in Washington. This is the pro-Iran regime change, folks. And then they're getting in fights with the liberal women that love Hamas and Hezbollah. Here it is.
Iranian people peacefully having a protest. This Antifa, Democrats, President Shah, turned up anti-ICE.
Oh, fucking king.
Man, you talk about a Tower of Babel. You've got all the leftists out there thinking because Iran, again, is fighting Israel that, oh, that everybody must be, want to blow up Israel. That's not even true. And then you've got all these different factions of Iranians fighting over people that don't want a royalist, people that don't want to. What do you think with the different factions would be ideal for the Iranian people, or what do you expect end up happening with Iran, and what's the timetable? Because it's been holding on since 1979, 1980, but I don't see it holding on much longer, or Cuba since 1958.
Yeah, look, not many people understand what the Iranian population consists of. It actually consists of many, many different ethnic groups, Kurds, Arabs, Persians, different even language groups. So they were kind of united under the Shah for many, many years in Iran. But they're not a group of homogeneous people that all, you know, believe in this kind of unity. So with the economy in free fall, I think it's like a million of their, or a billion of their currency is one U.S. dollar. The whole economy has collapsed. So I think that's been the trigger that has ignited all these different groups to kind of unite with one goal, which is let's get rid of this Islamic regime because it's not serving us. They're chanting, you know, why are you spending all our money in Gaza and Lebanon when our country's falling apart? So what's striking to me that is the invasion by Hamas of Israel in 23, I think in the end will trigger the collapse of Hamas, the collapse of Hezbollah, and the end of the Iranian regime. It's just incredible what that started. And I think it's my prediction that I think within a couple of weeks we'll see the end of the Iranian regime if everything continues like it's going right now.
I agree with you, but do you think the mullah will be smart? The mullahs will be smart, the Ayatollah, just run to Russia? Or will they try some last-ditch Hail Mary and fire a bunch of their weapons at Israel?
I think that they're more inclined to leave. They understand that the Israeli response and the American response would be so devastating that they might not personally survive. So I don't think it's my analysis. They will not attack Israel as a distraction for their population at all. And I think they're more inclined to take off rather than try to start a war.
Well, you notice that they've been shooting people since day one. Now they're saying it's about 700, they estimate, are dead. And I've got lots of videos of the Iranian military shooting innocent people. Trump has said he would take action. Do you think Trump's gonna attack some government sites? And would that actually prop the government up?
I think, when Trump made clear that if Iran killed protesters, they'd have to pay a very big price, I think that Trump does not want to make an empty threat. He doesn't want to be known for making empty threats. He's made a career in this term, especially, of backing up everything he said he would do, especially internationally. So I expect him to do something, whether they attack a few military sites or attack some the houses of some of these rulers in Tehran. I think he's going to do something. I think he does not believe he can afford not to back up his threats with actual actions. So I expect something to happen literally in the next few days, is based on what I understand about Trump not wanting to back down from the red line that he created.
Well, people can say what they want about Trump. He's done everything he said he would do, or he's tried. He always said he was going to end the big wars, but also re-exert American power where we could have pinpoint stuff, really have catalysts for change. But the old international order is coming to an end. Even before Trump got in, it was going to happen. So if we don't come in and exert our power, and then we will have power exerted on us. So I'm not for nation building. I'm not for globalism. It's the opposite. But we're returning to the Monroe Doctrine. We're returning really to what Teddy Roosevelt did, expanding on that. And so if we don't do that, we will have China in our backyard. We will have Cuba through Mexico. And if Trump can get reform in Venezuela and get Cuba liberated and all this, it's going to be legendary. I mean, this is a big deal, and it looks like we're pretty close.
Yeah, I think Trump is committed to ending the reign of rogue states, terror states, narco states. He sees the opportunity. They have very little support. They used to rely on support from Russia. Because of the war in Ukraine, Russia can't support anybody. He's exerted the Donroe Doctrine. Cuba's in the crosshairs. So I think Trump is very interested and very proud of his ability to affect the international scene, and he sees the opportunity to eliminate rogue regimes and all the suffering they create for their own people and all the terror and drugs they export to the United States. So I think this remains his policy, and Cuba and Iran are now in the crosshairs.
Joel, briefly tell people about your books and films and all the work you're doing.
Well, you know, I'm pretty well known for this one, Alex. Don't forget, you helped me advertise this way back in 2012, Dreams for My Real Father.
Powerful.
About Obama's real father, Frank Marshall Davis. You helped me launch that way back in 2012. My newest film, go to RosannaIsAmerica.com, all about Roseanne Barr, her life story, and you can link up where to watch it online. She was the first victim of cancel culture because she was a Trump supporter. You can read, watch that whole film. She's fantastic actress, and she's making a big comeback with a new show. And I've got films about the Middle East, Farewell Israel, Atomic Jihad, about the Iranian nuclear program. All my films, Highway61ENT.com for entertainment, Highway61ENT.com. I'm on Twitter, Joel S. Gilbert on Twitter, and I'm writing a lot in the Gateway Pundit. You can read all my articles. I'm doing a lot of coverage on Eric Swalwell right now.
All right, great job, Joel. Good to talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
All right. Michael Savage is coming up. If you just joined us, my voice is terrible. I'm not sick. I have, like, laryngitis, all the pollen in the air. I woke up this morning and barely talked, but it's not painful. So I know it's painful to listen to, so I apologize, but that's just what you're stuck with. But Michael Savage is coming up. We're going to cover the waterfront with him, his new book, Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's, looking at aluminum in the brain, and so much more. That's just part of what the interview is going to be about. So that's about to happen. Please remember, I'm listener supported. We have a new limited edition World War II, but modernized standard trench dagger, trench battle knife. And it's 10 inches long, double-edged, razor sharp, highest quality steel, stainless steel, with the brass knuckles murdered out black, the skull crusher. It's all there. Life is fire with its beauty from my famous rant and a World War II style brunette. Wearing the InfoWars outfit right there for you. A real piece of history, only 2,000 of them, and it funds this operation. I want to thank those of you that have supported us in the past. I want to encourage those of you that haven't to take action. But really what you want is the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum, and other great game-changing products at thealexjonesstore.com. And Friday's the last day. Happens every 2 months where there's a one-week period where you, when you buy any product, you get put into the sweepstakes each month for, you know, the new super off-road vehicle that our sponsor raffles off. Well, you got a chance still to get put in 50x every purchase you make, 50 times into the raffle, and you can win the Ford Raptor that's all souped up at $10,000 cash, plus the Ford F-250 diesel all souped up to $1,000 cash. So you can win both of those potentially, 50-time entries, and that ends on Friday at midnight. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best supplements and more, and the new limited edition World War II trench knife. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, there is Michael Savage on screen. He heard I had laryngitis. He was telling me about all these herbal remedies and things. He is the grand master of that. But we're going to not go to him yet because a bunch of radio stations don't carry the first five. We're going to air a little breakdown here that Darren McGreen just put out of the left calling for violence in the past and in the present with this whole thing in Minnesota. And this is a bound report. And so we're going to go to that and come right back with Michael Savage in about 5 minutes. Here it is.
No matter how much smarter you are than me, I will still always have one thing over you, and that's treachery. Right? That's the one thing that old people excel at is treachery.
In the United States federal law, sedition primarily refers to seditious conspiracy under 18 U.S. Code 2384. This occurs when two or more persons conspire to overthrow, put down, or destroy by force the government of the United States.
We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops.
Because you work at the federal government, that you somehow have absolute immunity from committing crimes? That's not true in any law school in America, whether it's Yale or Villanova or anywhere else. That's not true.
Show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
Our Constitution, written by our founders, is intended to protect us against a threat identical to Donald Trump, someone who seeks power at all costs to get more power.
If any of them want to come in this city and commit a crime, you will not be able to hide. Nobody will whisk you off. You don't want this smoke, because we will bring it to you. And the fake, whatever they call them, because I can't say the name, but the criminal in the White House would not be able to keep you from going to jail.
No, people are out marching and all today, and we need to speak up. We need to be out there and shut this rogue government down, because it's just awful what they're doing to people.
There's what's called the 3.5% rule, which is that if you look at authoritarian regimes of various kinds all over the world over the last like century, once you have 3.5% of a population protesting nonviolently against a dictator or an authoritarian, that is essentially an unstoppable force that they can't oppose, and that precludes them from consolidating dictatorial power.
3.5%.
3.5%. It's not that much larger a number than what we're already seeing in the streets against Trump.
Levy war against the United States.
And it's clear. Look, I don't think any governor in history has had to fight a war against the federal government every single day. Well, I said this yesterday. We've never been at war with our federal government.
Opposed by force the authority of the United States.
Minnesota will not allow our community to be used as a prop in a national political fight. We will not take the bait.
Why are people showing up in vehicles, in convoys, not just in Minneapolis, but all over the country in an effort to obstruct lawful federal law enforcement activities?
Prevent, hinder, or delay by force the execution of any U.S. law, or seize or possess by force any property of the United States contrary to its authority.
I'm far enough away. I'm not influenced by anything.
Do you live on the street?
I don't, no.
Okay, I need you to get here.
No, I won't.
Ma'am, I need you to leave.
It's my right to be here.
You need to back up out of the
I will right not.
One of our cars. Yeah. Well, you were too close right now.
No,
you were interfering.
I'm right here.
Federal investigation.
You're going to get out of my face.
You need
I'm
to back
a public
up over
citizen.
Here.
No, I won't. Tell me
you
why I'm far enough
way.
Away from your investigation.
You need to back up
step,
this way.
Step beyond our cars.
Don't touch me, please.
Let me say to this federal agencies and ICE, this is Oregon. We do not need you. You're not welcome. And you need to get the hell out of our community.
I don't know where people got the notion that if you disagree with our immigration laws, it is okay to oppose federal law enforcement. It is not okay. It is illegal. And if you use your car to ram a police officer or a federal agent, they're going to use deadly force. So people need to know this is not a game.
The definition of treason is explicitly defined in the U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 3, and codified in 18 U.S. Code 2381, consisting of levying war against the United States or adhering to the enemies of the United States.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Because we got some Somalis to deal with, folks. Ha-ha! Horse for the drawing era. Let us DJ ride. Get ready for the Savage Nation with the one, the only, world best-selling author and talk show host, Michael Savage. And he's got the new book out, Michael Savage, MSMA, PhD, Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's, Aluminum and the Brain. Can't wait to read that one. All right, we're here to talk ICE, Greenland, the attack upon General Kelly by the Trump administration. We're also going to get into all the insane stuff that's happening domestically, internationally as well. Well, Michael Savage, you never have trouble talking, but today I've got laryngitis, so you've got the floor, my friend. I'm going to be probably as quiet as a church mouse. In fact, I was going to not come in today, but you were scheduled, so I came in. It's great to have you here.
Well, you know, maybe God is speaking to you and saying, take a day off, Alex, you know, give yourself a break. But thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on your program.
Yeah.
Your audience is so responsive. Every time I go on your show, I get all sorts of people on X and elsewhere saying, I heard you on Alex. I saw you on Alex Jones. You look great. I love it. Blah, blah, blah. So, Alex, which topic would you like me to expound upon first? I have so many. I could jump in on.
What's happening in Minnesota and the open rebellion and them lying and saying that ICE is illegal and that they don't have warrants when it's court orders and where they're going with this.
You know. This is an easy one. You could swat that down like a gnat at a campfire. Very simple. When Biden was president and states would object to him flooding America with the scum of the earth known as immigrants or refugees or asylum seekers, we were told, no, immigration law is solely controlled and determined by the federal government, which was true. I knew that from the Obama years. I studied the law. The states have absolutely no control over immigration. It's a federal jurisdiction. Period. End of story. It's over. They have no control whatever. That's it. It's federal. And right now we have a federal officer called President Donald Trump who believes in our own borders, language, and culture. Our national identity is at stake right now. We don't want to become an addendum of the third world. None of us want the flotsam and jetsam of humanity in this country. Now they say, well, Michael, you know, you're the son of an immigrant. How dare you speak that way of immigrants? Yeah, well, my grandfather came here and he took 7 years to get here and another 7 years to save money to bring over my grandma and my father. And let me tell you something else. He didn't collect a nickel of welfare. He would have thrown himself out of a building before doing that. None of the people that I knew, none of my people ever took welfare. And I lived in a slum in the Bronx. It wasn't dirty, but it was nevertheless a slum. And I'll tell you something else. Nobody was on home relief or welfare. They would rather have thrown themselves off a fire escape. Now, compare that with the percentage of immigrants, if you want to call them that, on welfare, one form or another in the country today. It's unsupportable. I'm sick of it. Our 50% of our taxes are going to these leeches. And on top of it all, when you look at the Somalis in particular, not only do they rip us off by and large, but they put us down at the same time. And the reason they put us down, because they say if you're so stupid as to let us in to begin with, and then you give us all these freebies for nothing, you must really be stupid. So they call us stupid. It's that simple. No, it's time to slam the door shut and start deportations by the tens of thousands, Alex. Simple as that. Borders, language, culture. Michael Savage.
That's right. You're the original guy to really raise the alarm before it all unfolded. My bigger question than adding to that is, They're trying to go with this. It's their main issue. They're literally saying, different Democrat leaders, get your guns, Second Amendment, take out ICE. They're doing illegal stuff. They seem so desperate.
Who's going to stop them? Here's the thing. In a shootout between the federal government and the state government, who do you think's going to win?
The federal government.
Thank you. Remember what Trump once said? No, that was Biden who said. Biden said, you may have M-16s or something. There's no such thing. We have F-16s. You remember that line?
Yes, I do.
That was Biden threatening to use the Air Force on American citizens. By the way, people shouldn't forget that. And, you know, when you look at history, we've had federal versus state before many times. Eisenhower called out the federal troops on a state that wouldn't integrate. There were other presidents who did that. Nixon, the killings at Kent State. So the thing is, this is nothing new, and if Pritzker and the other schmucks want a shootout, they're going to get in. It's not going to be pretty, and that will be the end of it. And then they'll go home and cut their hair and take a job if they have to in McDonald's, and that'll be the end of the protests. I'm not looking forward to it. I hope it doesn't happen. But these people like out-of-control kids who smear the walls with feces, and then the parent says, that's beautiful art. That's really a Picasso, what you just did, Johnny. No, it isn't. It's smearing the walls with feces, and that's what these people are doing to America. They're smearing the country with the feces of the left.
I agree, and yeah, I know you're quite a historian. I've said it as well. This particular group of Somalis is the ruling class out of Mogadishu that were slavers and pirates. That's why they call themselves royalty, and they are so arrogant. Countless videos where they say, you dumb Americans, it's your job to work for me. You're my slave now. I'm going to put you in chains. That's really how they are. I mean, these are weirdos.
Well, you know, I asked a question on X yesterday at a Savage Nation. I said, Somalia, a land of pirates, parenthesis, can you name one good thing a Somali has contributed to our nation? No one could answer that. No, not one Somali or Somali American that I know of has given anything to this country of any value. Every other immigrant group, without exception, has contributed to this melting pot of ours, except this band of pirates. This has to stop. Everywhere you turn, it's nothing but crimes against this society. And I think people are finally waking up to it, Alex. I hope that Trump starts the deportations rolling. There's nothing more I can say about it. They are not only robbing us, but they're laughing at us all the way to the bank.
Now let's shift gears into Greenland. What do you make of Trump saying he's ordered the military to draw up plans to perhaps seize it? His argument is China's going to get it if we don't. You've got Keir Starmer talking about putting troops there to counter us. I love it because I want out of NATO, basically. And so NATO's threatening to kick us out if Trump does this.
Yeah, well, Keith Starmer's UK troops are busy or fighting the English who speak out or tweet a bad word about homosexuals or illegal immigrants than they are able to fight a war. What's he going to do, fight us by throwing bangers at us? And I don't mean ones that explode. I mean the bangers they couldn't sell in pubs. They are incapable of fighting the U.S. military. Stormer is a putz from the top to the bottom. He should have been thrown out a long time ago. He's destroyed the country. And by the way, the same Home Office that banned me from entering England by letting these vermin come in by the hundreds of thousands into that beautiful island nation that I've always respected and loved. Loved the British people ever since I was a boy. Loved Winston Churchill. Always loved the can-do attitude. Unfortunately, they were taken over by a bunch of left-wing fanatics, as we all know. After banning me, it only got worse. And now we read just yesterday, if you can believe it, that this idiotic government in England is going to provide social workers to all of the illegal aliens that they are housing on military barracks in Scotland because they all need social worker help. Now, listen to this. Here's a double. The average English person has to wait 3 months to see a psychologist, rather, not a social. They have to wait 3 months to get to see a therapist from the government service. The illegal aliens get one immediately to help them integrate and learn how to rip off the system. This is Keith Starmer at work. He's going to fight the U.S. troops over Greenland. Who the hell is he kidding?
Well, I'm sure you saw this, but he said 2 weeks ago in a press conference, he said, in that weird voice, I fixed the problems. He said, we are now going to get them out of the hotels, the four-star hotels, and we're going to give them the new council homes that we just built around the country. So they're going to give them brand new houses.
Sickening. Sickening. I don't know what happened to the British people. You look at a little country like Ireland. These guys were so tough. Remember what they did to each other during the Troubles, so to speak. You know it probably better than I do. They were killing each other, the Protestants versus the Christians. These are tough men in Ireland. How did they get taken over by Muslims in Ireland? How did that happen? How did the Irish let themselves be run over by illegal aliens? They could rape women in the streets. They could rape their daughters. They could spit on the Irish people, burn the Irish flag. And yet they're not allowed to say a word without getting arrested. I'm sorry. This is not what World War II was fought over. Something is so wrong. And Keith Starmer is the poster boy for that which is wrong.
I agree. And he's super unpopular. What do you
think? Yeah, he's one of them. He's the most unpopular leader in the history of Britain. And they can't get rid of him. He's like a cancer that you can't get rid of. He's going to fight the U.S. over Greenland. So let's talk about Greenland. When I first heard it, I thought that it could be argued, it's a rational argument, but a rational argument could be made, Alex, that this is a form of imperialism, the United States grabbing up Greenland, et cetera. You say, well, okay, what do you mean by imperialism? Are we going back to 19th century imperialist mentality? That's what the left would argue, that this is an imperialism to take over Greenland. And then you realize that historically, there has always been a Greenland that was part of our distant early warning system that was used to be the first line of signal of incoming Russian missiles during the Cold War. Greenland was really on the outposts of America at that time. And so Trump is actually just reasserting the fact that we need Greenland, especially in a time when Russia is so militant. And they are militant. There's no question about it. Of course, I want the war ended between them and Ukraine. The slaughter of all these white men is something to be talked about from a racial point of view, incidentally, and why it's being egged on by the same NATO that wants to suppress white men. Think about that one. No one talks about that. They love seeing Russians and Ukrainians who are cousins killing each other and slaughtering them so they could have these countries overrun by people of color from the third world, one after the other, like locusts on the plain. Now, I know this is incendiary, but sometimes you need to use strong medicine to kill a cold or to kill a disease. Right now, this flood of illegal aliens is like a disease across the West. They're like locusts eating up the entire West. And NATO, by the way, is gone altogether. So I have no idea why they think they can defend against Trump's desires. Again, it could be argued from a strategic point of view, it's very necessary, given Russia's desires. And China's circling also for the metals and the other rare earths and whatever else is in the ground of Greenland. Is it in our sphere of influence? Certainly more so than the sphere of influence of China, and certainly not in the sphere of influence of Russia. So what's the argument here? We've been supporting Greenland one way or the other with our military bases anyway. So it's only a small move to now make sure that no one else gets it. Period. End of story. So Trump's acting in the national interest, in my opinion.
I think there's no doubt. Plus, we have that deal from the 1940s and 50s, just like we have for Guantanamo Bay. Both parties have to decide to get out of the lease for the military bases. We basically built the infrastructure that was there. There was something like 10,000 there in the 50s. Now it's 40-something thousand. And China is projecting its control politically into the area. I've seen the locals interviewed, and they've already kind of put a leftist system in that's bullying everybody through just on the street garbage. And Trump's argument is if we don't move in there and get it, and then all the resources that Scott we're giving it to China, that would be very stupid.
Yeah, so he's not going to let it happen. End the story. Who's going to stop us? You know, in this case, look, I know it's not right from the point of view of an advanced civilization like ours. We're so advanced that we're committing suicide, but that's how advanced we are. The fact of the matter is might makes right in this sense.
Well, that's it. And now that the whole globalist order has fallen because China double-crossed the globalists the last 20 years, that whole order, which was a terrible system, has fallen apart. Europe needs the war with Russia to try to stay pertinent. That's not working. There is a new international order forming. And I think in that power vacuum, Trump is exercising American power, you know, cutting off Venezuela, cuts off Cuba, cuts off Mexico. They're all falling like dominoes. I just don't want to get sucked into boots on the ground. But if Trump can do this from, you know, afar and with just strategic actions, then more power to him.
Here's a news story that I thought was amazing. Never expected it to do with Greenland. Russia offers to help Trump take charge of Greenland. I said, what? That's an odd one. World War III fears grow as Russia threatens NATO and vows to help Trump free Greenland. Putin allies threaten NATO, ridicule Britain, and back Trump over Greenland, raising World War III fears as Russia's war in Ukraine enters a fourth year. So Russian state television has floated the idea of assisting the United States in taking control of Greenland while sneering at Keith Starmer over his suggestion of deploying British troops to the vast Arctic island. It's crazy. The fact of the matter is, there's no chance they could stop us. So,
well, that's why Russia wants it, because NATO is threatening to kick us out of NATO, which is what Trump wants anyways. So, yeah, that's why Russia's making those statements.
Senior Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said the wet fantasies of British perverts, unquote, is what they are talking about. I guess they don't hold back as we do in this country. But the fact is that Russia fired a nuclear-capable Oreshnik missile into Ukraine the other day, not armed, of course, with any explosives on it, but they were sending a warning shot to NATO saying, if you screw with us, we'll blow you off the map. You know, get the hell out of our sphere of influence. Stop it. They're the ones who want war. By the way, it's NATO that is keeping this war alive. These are, some of the leaders of NATO are descendants of Nazis, incidentally, people with the study. You've probably gone into this in great detail. These are grandchildren of the Nazis from World War II who are now running countries in NATO. People don't even put the two together here, Alex. They're the ones who are crazy, foaming at the lips, mad people who want World War III. They don't even know what they're talking about. It's like the girls who attacked ICE the other day in the streets of Minneapolis. All their life, they got their way by bullying everybody, blowing whistles on campuses, and getting what they wanted by intimidating everybody, by bullying them. And no one's ever stopped them. They've never been punched in the nose. Anyone who's ever been punched in the nose sees the stars for the rest of their lives. These people have gotten away by bullying everybody with their whistles. Did you see those two women in Minneapolis just before that poor girl drove into the officer and got shot?
Yeah, they were taunting him and saying, we're going to get you, we're going to take you down. And then she ordered
But did you see what her, quote, husband did? She danced like a man. You want some of this? Huh? Come and get it, huh, big boy?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that? I said, am I looking at reality here? These people are lunatics. You want some of this? Come and get it, big boy. You know, the butch of the team. Sorry, I have to make it clear for those who can't follow the dots. So the husband then tells the, quote, wife, drive, baby, drive. Then she said after she got shot, the husband says it was my fault. You hear? Then 2 minutes later, they were all rioting. And I tweeted the other day that if they try this poor cop, this officer, this ICE officer, then the husband or the butch of the team is going to have to be tried for accessory to murder. Because she admitted it was her fault. She said it on camera. It was my fault. Because she screamed at a drive, baby, drive. Remember that one?
Absolutely, and we now have the 3-minute video of them driving around recklessly, blocking ICE vehicles, refusing to go, dancing around. There's a side shot. And then we have the front shot that MSNBC, CNN won't show. We've had it since Wednesday, of him bouncing off the front of the car, almost getting run over.
The hand like a tough guy in the street.
Oh, yeah.
These are the women who destroyed America's universities, by the way. They took it over by bullying everybody, acting like tough guys. And everybody bowed down to them, afraid of them. They're very tough, mean people. But they're meaner than they are tough. And the fact is now they're on the streets thinking it's still a college campus where they can just blow whistles and do what they want. Well, I'm sorry, but her wife ran into a bullet as a result. Now, having said that, I can't quarterback the cop. But frankly, shooting once was one thing and then two more in the window. I don't understand that part of it. So there's a little bit of an issue here that's troublesome. I don't think he was as well trained as a local cop would have been. Truthfully, they're pushing a lot of people into these positions quickly. That is a fact that has to be looked at. And I can't second guess a guy who has a 4,000, 5,000 pound car coming at him, what I would do. You know, people react without thinking at that point. That's fight or flight. And what you do is you fight, you don't flee. So who's responsible here? The two of them are, those two women. They were after ICE all day long. They were agitators, professional agitators. And whoever funded them should go to jail, whoever that is. Drive, baby, drive.
Well,
there it is.
I want to show you some footage that was on the local news from a Ring camera. It's from the front and the side. You can see him bounce off the front. You can see her run into him and try to run him over. Huh. But the national news will not show that footage. They only show the stuff from the back of the side and leave it nebulous because, yeah, here it is. This is not blown up. Then we have it blown up. You see him bounce off the front right there when it happens. Then she crashes into the other vehicle. And now we'll do
horrible. It's very sad all around that these militant, quote, feminists, and I'm being polite right now, these militant feminists are wrecking our society. First, they took the universities and or the churches. Then they took over the police forces. The only agencies they haven't yet gotten control of under Trump are the federal agencies because he's in power. They aren't. And a lot of them got thrown out. We saw how badly some of them reacted when he was shot. Remember when Trump was shot? What some of these little fat women who were Secret Service agents did? One of them couldn't even unholster her gun. Do you remember that scene?
Yes.
I don't know if anyone remembers that. She was not prepared for it. She just bullied her way into the position. They said, we need more women and we need more lesbians. Let's put them into Secret Service. They're just as good as men who served in the 101st Airborne. In fact, they're better because they're smarter and faster. Well, yeah, really? She almost dropped her gun. We had a police chief in San Francisco, a woman, Miss Chang, I think. Miss Chen, whatever. She couldn't qualify on the pistol range and had to resign after 4 years at probably a $400,000 a year pension. She couldn't requalify with a pistol. This is what's going on in the country. So look, we know it's bad. We know there's a fight for the survival of this country. We know that this country is fighting for its identity and for its survival. We're fighting for our national identity. Either we're going to be a nation of borders, language, and culture with a real history, or we're going to wind up being one part of the global order. We're going to be just rolled into a new world order where we have no identity whatsoever, where our own language and our own history has no meaning at all. End of story.
I totally agree with you. Do at least 10, 15 more minutes with us. I want to get into your book that you've put back out, Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's, Aluminum in the Brain. We are seeing neurological disorders explode off the chart. We are seeing all sorts of problems, even in young people. We're going to break in a minute and a half, but just give us a little prelude. What's happening here, Dr. Savage?
In the brain?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, let's start with the toxins in our food, water, and air. Aristotle wrote about airs, waters, and places. So you start with the air. You got metals in the air. You got air, water, and places. But primarily, it's what we put in our mouth. Most people eat what they wouldn't give their own pets. They eat foods they would not even feed to a cat or a dog without even recognizing what they are doing. I see people feeding their children in a supermarket sometimes, and I want to say, ma'am, do you know you're poisoning a child? Just by giving them sugar in the morning, I see them buying them buns, sugar buns, no breakfast, these little kids. And of course kids love sugar. They're like ants or like little bears. They don't know any better. And then they get the hyperactivity disorder from the sugar. Then the mother puts them on an anti-hyperactivity medicine that the good doctor told them to put them on. The kid then gets addicted to speed-like compounds from these compounds, and they go on to drugs, legal and illegal. Then they get to high school and they take illegal drugs. Next, they start smoking dope. You want me to start talking about the menace of marijuana? I don't know which side you're on, but I know a lot about it.
No. Let's go to break. We'll come right back. And I know most of my audience knows this, but you're the guy that launched the original whole herbal revolution. You've got multiple degrees in all this. You're an expert in all of it. And absolutely, I can't tell you how people I know that literally went schizophrenic were totally normal for smoking pot because it's so strong now. We'll be right back with Michael Savage on the other side in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, we're joined on this Monday, January 12th, 2026, transmission by the iconic Michael Savage. And so we kind of digressed off into marijuana, which some people can smoke it fine. It's got some, but the weaponized stuff, I've seen it turn people into zombies. But that's kind of a rabbit trail I wanted you to finish up with on that subject, because I want to get into reducing the risk of Alzheimer's, aluminum, and the brain. But then you've got an interesting angle on the attack upon General Kelly by the Trump administration that we've seen recently, and where you see that going. And then I've got a few other issues to hit with you, Michael Savage.
Okay, this is a very interesting subject. They attacked General Kelly for violating the military code of justice. I defended Kelly. It was ripped to shreds on Twitter by virtually even my own followers, because they're not seeing the big picture. Let me tell you something. I will back military people and police almost 99.9% of the time. To me, they're always right. You have to prove them wrong. Okay, that's to start with. But when you take a guy who flew 14 combat missions, landed jets on aircraft carriers, was an astronaut, he is the American dream in terms of the right stuff, true grit. So why the hell would people in the Trump administration pick a fight with him? I know he's a leftist. I know he's supported by Soros. Politically, I don't like anything he stands for. But you don't rip him apart on a military level and then say you're going to strip him of his pension on top of it all, unless you're a real moron. And this is moronic to do this, because all they've done, and I'm going to get to why they did it, is raise him up to the national arena again. And I think he's raised up to the point, Kelly, that he's going to run in the primaries against Newsom and probably knock Newsom out in the primaries. This could happen. So I say, wait a minute, why would the Trump administration, these are smart people, I said, aha, they're playing 4D chess. They wanted to attack Kelly, to raise him up, to raise his profile, to have him run. He runs against Newsom, and he uses his hero status. We haven't had a military leader since G.W. Bush, okay? America loves military heroes. America likes people who fly in combat. America loves astronauts. Forget John Glenn. He didn't do too well. Okay. So they raise him up, and he primaries and knocks out Newsom, and then gives the Republican candidate a better chance. That's what's going on here. There's no other explanation, because they're not stupid enough to have attacked him on such stupid levels. He never said don't follow orders. He said disobey illegal orders. He's not stupid. I mean, sounds, the guy's
big. Well, I agree, but it sounds too smart by half, because Hillary secretly wanted Trump, it came out, and then she miscalculated, blew up in their face. But here, I think this is where you're going, and I agree with you overall. Just like Trump keeps elevating Jimmy Kimmel with almost no viewers, then his ratings triple. Why is Trump calling for taking him off the air? That's totalitarian. That becomes the caricature they say he is when they're the censors. Why does he elevate these other people? It was very obvious that was going on. And I said he can't get a conviction for what he said about simply don't follow illegal orders. You are elevating him. Can't you see what you're doing?
Yes, that's what I'm getting. So he's gonna primary against Newsom, no question. And Kelly is a war hero and an astronaut. A really good story to tell. Three generations of military men. He said my grandfathers came over from Ireland, and both of them fought in World War One. My father and uncles fought in World War Two, and I was in 14 or so combat missions. That's a hell of a curriculum vitae, Alex. And Americans love military families and military heroes. Why would the Trump administration not just say, you know, General Kelly, we think you were wrong. We respect your service to the nation, and we hope you knock it off. That would have been the best way to handle this.
And, of course, you're talking about Senator Kelly, not to be conflated with General Kelly. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, I get it. I understand what you're saying. Okay, and he is a senator. He is allowed to say what he thinks as a sitting U.S. senator. So, I mean, who is he speaking as, a U.S. senator or as a retired military guy? So now they're going to take him back and try him. Listen, if they had a strong enough case, according to what I've read, they would have recalled him to active duty and court-martialed him, but the Trump team knew that they didn't have a strong enough case in a court-martial. He could have defended himself very well, and they wouldn't have won. So instead, they tried him in the theater of the public, And in fact, I'm not so sure they're winning. Now, a lot of my friends disagree with me. My own family has said I'm wrong. They said he's a far leftist. You don't agree with any of his policies. Why are you defending him? I said, I'm defending the man, not his policies. Do you understand the difference? You don't have to tear a person down, and you don't have to destroy a man in order to say he's wrong. This is the problem with American politics today, Alex. It's the same on social media. I don't mind if people argue with me on X, but they have to go after me on a personal level, which is just a waste of time, because all we do is block them and delete them.
Well, there's a lot of chicken shit stuff that goes on. A lot of those are bots. You know, they look like a person. They're not. So
I heard.
Yeah, so but back to this. My issue is, take Kimmel. Trump attacking him, Trump giving him attention. Kimmel loves that. So
yeah.
Trump has these blind spots that obviously he was elevating Senator Kelly when he did this. But then separately, now we have Democrats saying ISIS is illegal, saying ISIS is committing crimes, saying use the Second Amendment against them. So compared to what Kelly said that wasn't criminal, I think the stuff being said now is becoming criminal. What do you expect the left to do as they get more and more desperate? Because they're calling for violence everywhere.
I say, let's get it on. I wrote a book in 2014 called Stop the Coming Civil War. The original title was The Coming Civil War. My publisher said, please put the word stop in front of it. I put the word stop in front of it. This has been simmering a very long time, Alex. A lot of Americans want it to happen and get it over with already. I don't. I think a nation is destroyed by any civil war, but the left seems like these two, you know, women in Minneapolis the other day to think that they're so gosh darn tough that they'd like to get it on against the federal government and have a shootout, because they've never been in a fist fight, let alone a shootout, and they're going to lose, and it's not going to be pretty. And as I keep referring on my own little broadcast the same way, America was in a similar place during the Vietnam War, Alex, and until the killings at Kent State, because Nixon was a tough guy. He drew a line in the sand. They crossed it, and he had the National Guard. I believe they were answering to him. The Ohio National Guard answered to Nixon, and he had deputized, militarized them. They shot the protesters. X number of them were killed. There was never another protest on that campus, and the whole anti-war movement disappeared. They all went home to mommy, had their hair cut, and took a job in a local coffee shop and went to work for their mother's brassiere store. That was the end of it.
Well, I know
what more can I say? I don't want to see it happen, but they want it. They want to have a shootout with the federal government. What are they going to gain by that? They want a Tiananmen Square so they can have more martyrs? Of course they do. She now is the hero. She's the Tiananmen Square to these psychopaths. Okay, they create, almost like they robotized her to do this so they could have a martyr.
Well, I was about to say, okay. Did you notice it's four blocks from where St. George Floyd died?
Oh, yes, of course, the saint. Yes, I have my St. George medal somewhere on the desk. I can't seem to find it. Oh, here it is. Here's the St. George medal. I'm sorry.
So what is it about Minnesota that keeps popping up?
You know, that's an interesting question. You look at Minneapolis, the Twin Cities. I had a friend who went to the University of Minneapolis Medical School in the 50s, served in the Korean War. It was a great, beautiful state, a beautiful, clean city. And what happened was the universities produced such slime that this slime mold from the universities has kind of oozed out into the city and now into the state, where they can elect an obvious front for the CCP in the form of this psychopath, Tim Walz, as the governor. When he first came, I had never heard of him until he ran under Kamala Harris. Not such a slip of the tongue. And I saw like that guy, Casey. What's a guy that, who was the mass murderer? Stacy, Casey, the one dressed as a clown. I don't remember. It was
John
a mass
Wayne
murderer.
Casey.
That's who Walz looked like to me. Like a complete and total psychopath. You know, I read people intuitively. I like a psycho.
No, I agree. He's super creepy. Comes off. I call him a serial killer. But Newsom.
Look at that face.
Newsom comes off like a serial killer too.
Yeah, like a nutcase. And then there's another element to the story. He has a handicapped son, and there was an allegations of he abused him. Do you remember that story that came up? And that was swept away by the vermin in the media. Anderson Cooper didn't follow up on it. Wolfie Blitzer, blink, 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 never followed up on it. I mean, what did this guy do to his poor handicapped child? Who is this crazy man that he would want to go to war with the federal government? What is this man, nuts? No. He's working for a foreign power, in my estimation, called the CCP. And they want civil war in America to weaken this nation.
Well, that's absolutely true. And now we have Democrats openly saying they want civil war. So my question is, big picture, as they get undermined, as the public wakes up to them, not just here but around the world, there is a move towards populism, conservatism. As they escalate, how do we as a society, because you already projected and really called so many of the trends that we live in today, what, so you told us the future 30 years ago and 20 years ago, 10 years ago, tell us the future now. What do you see coming? What do we do?
They're going to get just what they want. They want a hot civil war, they'll get it, and it'll be over very fast, and they'll go home and cut their hair and go to training on how to be a normal person. They'll hire a psychiatrist to teach them how to be a normal person for 3 minutes. This can't go on. A nation cannot take this forever. This won't go on for 3 or 4 years. It's not going to be like the U.S. Civil War. They want a civil war. God forbid it happens. It'll end very quickly. Trump is not one to let people, let's say, step on him or challenge him too long. He's liable to arrest Pritzker. He's liable to arrest this nutcase before we know it and put an end to it. What about that Mayor Frey? What a nutcase he is. But when you read that Frey's wife is a lobbyist in the very city in which he is the mayor, you put two and two together and you realize it's all about the money. The whole thing is about money.
Oh, it's all been so tracked. Frey, Ilhan Omar, they have no money. Yeah. They get in office suddenly 30, 40, 50 million.
Yeah, well, that's the American way, isn't it? I mean, why has there been no investigation of Ilhan Omar? The problem is because so many Republicans have dipped their beaks into the till. Look at this beautiful face. That's the face of a normal person, for sure. No, that guy is really, it's a nation of piracy. So, you know, Alex, before we move on, two quick things. I was studying a spiritual matter the other day, and a very wise man sent me a note about the erosion of identity, going all the way back to the book of Exodus. And he says the story of how a people loses their names and how they reclaim them, and by reclaiming their names, they regain their freedom. And he says, and this has to do with the national identity, a name carries memory, purpose, and future. To be named is to be seen. And the fact is that we go into exile when we lose our identity. And he wrote to me and he said, Michael, slavery begins not with chains, but with anonymity. Over time, they are no longer individuals with stories, but a mass, interchangeable, voiceless, unseen mass of people. And he said, eventually the bondage deepens further. They are not only enslaved physically, but mentally and emotionally. Their inner consciousness literally becomes captive. They no longer dream. They no longer imagine an alternative. They cannot even cry out. That's what happens to people when they are dehumanized in a nation that overpowers them. And that's what the left is trying to do to us. We on the conservative, patriotic, traditionalist side. They wanted us. Remember Agnew said the silent majority? And I wrote we became the silenced majority. We're silenced no more. We're not slaves anymore to these vermin. We'll call them what they are. We'll say, go away, slave. Go away, pervert. Go away, sicko. Drop dead. You have no power over me. F you. And that's what's happening. So we don't want to be slaves in a state run by NATO or by the European Union. We want to have inner and outer freedom. And we want to no longer be silent. We want to be heard. And we want to speak out as you do so boldly. Daily on your show, Alex Jones.
I totally agree. That's why they want to make us first hate our identity, hate the flag, hate the Bill of Rights, hate ourselves. Right. We're bad, so that we give up our identity, they can give us our new identity. But you know, take him. Let's show him crying for like 10 minutes at George Floyd's casket. Doesn't even know him. And then now you've got the police chief up in Seattle crying about MS-13 getting shot. Or TDA. I mean, the pandering here, how fake this is. I mean, what is it about liberals acting so fake?
A man wrote a book in 2015 called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. No, 2002. And he wrote it somewhat tongue-in-cheekishly in 02, and then it turned out he was a prophet, not a comedian. Liberalism really is a mental disorder. And it's metastasized into a fatal mental disorder. They're now trying to burn another city down. They did it once on the St. George. They're now going to do it on the St. Good. Look, Alex, before I go, I got to talk about reducing the risk of Alzheimer's. Yes. You asked me to do it. Okay, so this book was first published, believe it or not, in a modified form in 1987, if you can believe this. I first wrote this book in 1987 in hardcover, okay? I was laughed at. I was reviled by the medical establishment, and it was forgotten. It was considered out there because for the first time in a popular format, at the time, people said he doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, at the time, I presented the evidence of the connection between aluminum and other metals with Alzheimer's disease. And even then, scientific progress in this area was advancing very rapidly. It was well known by people who were studying it, but the medical establishment scoffed and ignored it. So I set up the Alzheimer's Research Institute, and I actually conducted several epidemiological studies on the disease. At that time, Alzheimer's was the fourth leading cause of death in the United States. Now it's the seventh. It's still one of the most feared diseases because when you lose your memory, just as I was talking about identity before, when you lose your memory and no longer recognize your loved ones, you essentially lose your soul. Here's the bottom line, Alex. Recent research has not only supported my original hypothesis about the dangers of neurotoxic aluminum, but progress in this field is now moving very rapidly. I also talked about things no one had ever heard of in 87, which is the foods, the vitamins, the antioxidants were unheard of then in this book that could ameliorate and reduce the risk of Alzheimer's. And I was laughed at saying, oh, come on, vitamins, nutrients have nothing to do with brain health. Bull crap. That's all we got is this little mass of stuff in this big bone in our head to take care of our whole life, because this bone in our head protects the supercomputer called our brain. And if we're putting garbage into our brain that is neurotoxic, like heavy metals and even lighter metals like aluminum, what we're doing is setting the stage for forms of dementia, including Alzheimer's disease. Simple, but very important, and people should find out more about what they're actually doing. They think they know all about it. They don't. There's a lot more to it than just what I just said.
Well, I mean, I guess you did a lot of just general deep research back in the 80s. How did you first start discovering that aluminum was so bad?
Well, remember, in the 70s, I was a health writer. I was doing what Robert RFK Jr. is kind of doing now. I was writing books on health, nutrition, vitamins, homeopathy, herbal medicine. I was obsessed with health because I came from a family where there was a great discussion of illness and disease, because I had a brother who was born quite handicapped. He was neurologically damaged at birth, and it was a tragedy for the family. No one knew what happened and why. It wasn't related to food, but it made me think, you know, why does God or nature, why does this happen to a person? Why would he take a little child, a beautiful blonde, blue-eyed child, and make him unable to speak or to hear or to speak? So even as a child, I would wonder about these things. Since I was born as a natural inquirer of my own kind and a natural healer, Alex, and I started to look in areas outside the norm for some of the answers. And I found some of them along the way. I can't tell you the exact roads that I followed or the exact discoveries. They were in a series of books that can be looked up. Some people follow roads that are less traveled, and on these roads, they hit a lot of bumps, and they were reviled for it. But they have to follow that road, Alex. You know, you're not on a road that's very easy, are you?
No, but I've been proven right a lot, but not as much as you. So in closing, I appreciate the time. It's great to be talking to you in the year 2026. It's insane all that's happening. What is your advice to Trump going into the midterms and what we face, and your advice to American people about what the Democrats are going to do if we don't just go into full war mode?
Well, we can't go into full war mode. Let's remember that. We're not supposed to pick up guns and go hunt them down. I want to be clear about
that.
When
I said war mode, I mean like war in the info war. I mean full existential.
No, I hear you. A disclosure doesn't matter anymore. Nobody hears us except those of us who know the truth. The other side is deaf, dumb, and blind to the realities of what they are doing, and they could care less. They're following the beat of another drum from another nation from another time. They don't understand that this revolution that they want has been tried before. It was tried in Russia to the detriment of the Russian people and the Russian nation. It was tried in China, and 30 million Chinese were killed by Mao Zedong. So Cuba tried it on a little scale. They're still in prison in Cuba. No one's going to get away with it here anymore. The people are awake. The difference between us and the Russians and the Chinese and the Cubans is we're armed to the gills. And we're not going to let these people with whistles blow us over the cliff. So I say they should tread very, very lightly, and they better be very careful, but they're just liable to get what they're dreaming of.
I mean, I agree with you. They're losing, and so, but they're only doubling down, so that's the immovable, you know, unstoppable object. It's the immovable force or whatever.
Well, look at Mom Dummy in New York. You look at him as a man. I see a complete hollow man right out of T.S. Eliot's great poem. He is the hollow man, Mom Dummy. He's a complete and total caricature of himself. He doesn't even understand how shallow he looks, how weak he looks, how meek he looks. You look at him, you see a boy playing at being a man. You see a man playing at being a mayor. You see a junior legislator playing at being a leader. The man is hollow. He's the hollow man. He's going to get nowhere. And I think they're all about the same. All of them are just screaming from rooftops to each other. They're yelling fire in a crowded theater. And I say, let's pray that this prairie fire that they want to ignite does not catch fire.
I mean, I agree. And all these Democrats now are totally hollow. They were always bad, but they're so hollow now. And they just replace one hollow person with an even more hollow person. I mean, look at Swalwell. Getting ready to run for governor.
A nobody, a zero, a zip, another empty suit. But, you know, I thought about this once. I said, what's going on in Minnesota? Are they really this stupid or are they just play acting? And I realized they could be pulling a big chin gigante on us where they're making believe they're insane in order to rob the Treasury blind. The Somali fraud suddenly got off the newspapers, didn't it? It was gone right after they sent this poor girl, good, into the fire of the police. It was almost like they triggered her, like through a dog whistle, to get killed. So now they have an Animal Farm victim, and we're no longer talking about the Somali fraud waltz. We're no longer talking about Ilhan Omar. We're talking about the ICE agents and the poor martyr, Miss Good. So you see what they did here? Of course, it's Animal Farm. This is what they're doing. And maybe there's a little, you know, they're not so mad after all. They're just using their pretend madness as a game to continue robbing the Treasury blind. Don't know.
That's right. People find you on X at A Savage Nation, correct?
Yep. I love that. Yeah, I live there. Unfortunately, I spent too much time there, Alex. It's solitaire. You know what I said social media is? It's solitaire for old people. Stay away from it.
Hey, I'm totally addicted to it. You know, I just love being able to, but I ignore the trolls. Most of them are bots. You can't do that.
What do you just block comments in general, or you read them?
I'll scan it, but attacks and lies, I just move past it, and I look for news tips and interesting stuff.
Yeah, I get some really smart people out there, too. That's why I don't really want to block all of them. A guy told me, a really smart guy, that you can tell a bot by when you go on their profile and there's no real picture of them, or yes, it's fuzzy. That's the one rule.
And it's very, very low, now they're AI bots, so they can program it how they want. Also, bots will hit your comment first, like they're ready. So as soon as
because I have a gray beard and I'll be 84 in March. Now the new one is attacking me for my age, which by the way is very ageist. I'd like to catch them and have them arrested for practicing ageism on me. I'll go to the Secretary of Human Health.
Well, I'm not kissing your ass, but you look great for 84. You look like you're in a time machine.
It must be all the pasta and wine that I consume. People say, how dare you do cooking shows? All you do is eat pasta and shrimp, pasta and shrimp and pasta, and you drink white wine. And it's no good for you. They all lecture me. It's no good for you. I say to them, how old are you? They don't answer me. Maybe they're 30 years old. They think they're in great health. I say, get back to me when you're 70. Get back to me when you're 75. Get back to me when you're 80. But remember, I'm a mega vitamin guy, Alex. I've been devouring vitamins since my 40s. The number one of all, the king of all, as you know, is ascorbic acid. I don't care what anyone says. Pauling was the genius of geniuses.
Vitamin C.
But yeah, the right type. You got to get the right one. Most of it's garbage out there. You probably sell a good product.
Michael, we're out of time. I really appreciate you. Promise to come back very soon.
If God gives me another day, I will come back to play.
Thank you very much. The war room's coming up.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon, polyphenols, and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
If you are receiving this transmission,